Blog Talk Radio.
More pocketbooks inside the one big pocketbook that you can have purse and everything
I guess she was just thinking about that money and the thing, and she opened it up and said, I think I messed up, but I didn't mess up. It was 3-in-1 pocketbook. That's what it was. She thought I had messed around, put a couple more pocketbooks in there by mistake. But all in all, it was a good weekend. It was great. A lot of good races. A lot of good races coming up. And but I'm going to really, I'll make sure that, let me make sure, because I know he wanted to get on here, and I got to get him on. So hold on 1 second right quick, because I know Weeby wanted to get on. Matter of fact, I'm going to let Fat Albert get on right now. And let me let him get in right now. Fat Albert, you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
How's everything? Hey, Fat Albert, can you, I'm going to get Weeby on here real quick because he wants to get on the show. And like I told him, we give him his 15 minutes, and then after that, we're going to go ahead and start rolling with the show.
Okay? All right, well, I just want to thank everybody for coming out. Man, we had a ball. Man, it was good weather. We had a few, two accidents. The last one, I keep forgetting his name, but he is okay. He was fine. He said, man, I'm good. But besides that,
Dennis Bagley. That was Dennis Bagley.
That's Dennis Bagley, yeah. Because he also got
and he gave me a call. Let me just let you guys know something. He told me, he says, well, no, that fault, but he want to thank everybody for helping him out at the track and everything, and everybody's prayers and everything, and helping him at the track when he did it. The staff, he said, and everything, he said he will be ready for the 29th and 30th. No problem. He will be ready. So he will have Black Diamond on the premises. So he will be back in.
Like I said, it was a bad accident, but I'm glad the good Lord let him walk away from it. And then he also said, man, if you don't check your safety equipment, do it now. Because he said that would really help them, having the right safety equipment in the car. So always check your safety equipment, guys. Make sure it's up to date. So, but besides that, man, we had some races, man. I mean, they was racing. Good grace almighty. And we had a ball out there. Everybody had a good time, laughing, racing, just enjoyed themselves. Congratulations to all the people who won the prizes, even that damn Stanley Woods, who we all put up $20 to make a pot, you know, hoping a young lady win, and then that ugly mother, ugly scooter won the $140 cash money. I said, that damn Stanley. But we had all overall just a great time. Food was good. Man, Joe, once again, Joe bought me a plate of ribs at the end. Everybody, let me get away from me. Food was good. Marcus at the end. I wanted some pasta salad, but I'm looking at Marcus. He's sitting there eating up all the pasta salad. I said, well, so much for that. But overall, good seeing everybody. I'm glad everybody made it home safe from what I heard, everybody home safe. And can't wait till we do it again. Can't wait. Big up to all the winners, too, man. Even if you didn't win, big ups because you got in the paint and did it in a way. I just want to say, hey, guys, great job. Had fun talking junk with everybody. Had a great time meeting guys for the first time. Hey, way to go, fellas. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
Okay, I'm going to open up this mic right quick, because I thought I'd be able to get Weeby because he wanted to get on right away. But he didn't get in. I guess he wanted to talk about his win. I let him do it, talk here, what he did. But I'm going to open this mic because it's 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Antoine? What's going on, Fat Albert?
Hey, Fat
Albert, I'm sorry. You know you didn't get none of them barbecue turkey wings. I'm sorry. I'm apologize to you now, all right? I don't want no problems, okay?
Oh, but why are you on the phone, Joe? We have to make, from now on, Antoine, old lady, cannot get in any more drawings. She always is not allowed in no more drawings. I'm serious. Man, good grace almighty. She just knew she going to get something.
It's the luck of the draw. It's the luck of the draw.
Right.
But you know, I come on here. Me and I start shiggity. Now, you know, when we came into the gate, all I heard was, I'm going to gap this man. So all I kept hearing, straight gas. Well, let me tell you, when that tree dropped, it was a huckabuck. It wasn't nothing to see. To the man brothers and all y'all Mount Vernon guys, I think we can put y'all on the trailer and tell y'all hush up. I think that's what he did. He just told you just to hush. Cause after that race, boy, it was when we let go of that button, it looked like everybody was limits. I ain't gonna lie to you. Lord to the high mercy. Lord. Lord, it would be if I didn't come on here and start some trouble. But Lord, I know we talk trash, but Lord, y'all Mount Vernon guys, I'm gonna specifically say the Mount Vernon because that's exactly what they said they were from. I think y'all ate some of that humble pie that day. Lord. Hey, they said they got 15 and 0 people, but tell you what, they definitely got train wrecked that day.
I gotta give credit where credit is due. Dwight, the owner of the car, came over there to help me and everything, so we're gonna do it again or whatever. So no problem, but he had a good time. He laughed a lot. He said, "Man, you took off on the other." Anyway, he had no problem, no hard feelings. That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, he was waiting for the trash talk, you know what I'm saying? There was no doubt about it. But they took that loss, but it wasn't no hard feelings. The owner of the car was perfect. I can't say nothing bad at all about that, boy. And even though he had to just listen to it, that's all. The man, they had a good run. That's all we can say. You know,
yes.
But they had to take it. But, of course, you know Weeby going to get on here. Oh, hold on. He's calling my wrong phone.
I can't wait, y'all. I can't wait for this.
Let me try to make him call up in the thing.
Yeah, but Fat Albert, next time I'll try to make sure you get a plate. Because it was
a lot
of food gone. Man, I cooked, I think Marcus said 75 pieces of chicken. I had 12 specific turkey wings for certain people. None of them 12 people got them at all. None of them.
Damn.
Pasta salad, macaroni and cheese, buffalo chicken dip, everything gone.
When you put that secret sauce, when you went live with that secret sauce, that did it.
Yeah. Hey, but they don't know what's in that sauce, though.
Everybody had to come taste it.
You know.
They had to come taste it.
You know.
I looked at the live. I said, "Sure, I didn't know he did all that." I looked at the live Sunday morning. What did he do all that?
Man, listen, everybody. When I brought that little grill out, even Pop and Mark was like, "You cooking on that thing?" I said, "Watch this. I got to work. I got busy."
I ain't gonna lie. Food was all over the place, but the one that took the cake on me was Avon.
Yes.
He didn't know they were taping him. He was eating that rib and doing a two-step.
I don't know what he was doing,
but he was sitting around.
When I was sitting up there at the starting line, they said, "Look at Avon. He had the plate and was dancing." I said, "Good gracious almighty. Look at him."
Avon got a mean two-step.
Yeah, that spin around there when he did that thing. I said, "Look at Avon. Oh, shit. We got to call Twinkle Toes."
See, that right there, that tells us right now, Joe, that, you know, your ribs got, you know, it brings people joy. That's what that's saying. Your ribs bring people joy.
And I got to say this here so everybody know. Avon was the MVP of the day. Avon went 3-1, but Avon did his thing. He did his thing. I got to say, the Bugle, we ended up voting on it. Everybody voted on it. It was close, but Avon was the MVP of the day. He did do his thing. So he ended up winning the nicest bottle. So if everybody wanted to know, the nicest bottle went to Avon, the Carbon Fiber nicest bottle. So, but congratulations, Avon. And he'll be getting it probably Thursday, Jeff is supposed to bring it by there and give it to him. But all the winners, all in all, I was just glad to see everybody out there having a good time. That's what it was all about. you know, some things didn't go off. We know a couple races, but we didn't miss it. Did not miss it. Everybody just kept on moving, and every time you listen around, you heard somebody else lining up to get ready to do another money run. I said, shoot. And
Joe,
like,
I lost count, Joe, but I guarantee it was over 20 race runs.
It was up there. It was up there. I got to say that. It was definitely doing it. I got to give them credit. It didn't mind. I mean, some of the races, I was like, they're going to run? You know what I needed to know? I didn't know I didn't get to talk to Jeff. But did that Cavalier in the yellow Nova run that day? Antoine should know.
Which Cavalier? Are you talking about in the shootout?
Did they run a shootout or did they run for money?
Yeah, no, I believe that was a shootout. It was a shootout race.
Yeah, it was all steel and glass, but I thought
they
were trying to run for money too.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. Because I know the dude was, he was talking stuff with the Cavalier in there. He was talking some trash. But I don't know.
Yeah, he was looking for a little something to do. He definitely was looking for something to do. So that's why I was just trying to figure out what happened, you know, what happened. Bet Olive, I think you lost me. I got you back in.
Yeah. I'm in this damn storm down here in Georgia.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty rough. I heard it's kind of rough out there.
Man. They got tornado watches and everything down here. I'm trying to get the hell out of this state. But, yeah, like I was saying, I know I lost count, Joe, but I know it was probably 20 grudge races at least. And it was more than that. I lost count because it just kept going and going. They were like, hell, we running for this, going and going and going. I was like, man, these guys are racing today. And I got to give big props to the guys who prepped the track. If that track won't get busy, and
man,
I mean, if that track won't hook and boy, good God, oh my, them boys, oh, they was getting busy.
Yeah, life is going in there. They got tied down some. But let me make sure, before I get everybody in, because I know we've been trying to get in, but I got to open my man's mic up real quick. Let me make sure I open his mic first. Because he did get a chance, he's supposed to be able to talk. And I'm going to also open up Jeff Rogers. I know I got to open you up. Same thing, too. 443-4219. Jeff, that's your mic. Hey Jeff.
Good.
Jeff, I'm going to let Weeby talk first, okay? Because I know he wanted to get back to work or something. So he wanted, you know, every time they win, we always say that person gets the chance to celebrate or whatever, say whatever they want to say, because I know they've been going back and forth. So I'm going to open the Weeby mic up right quick. 757-8450, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
All right, there goes Weeby, Mr. Weeby Cooper. He was starting the day with that, doing his thing. The big anticipated race was between the Mann Brothers and Weeby Cooper there. So what do you got to say about it, Mr. Weeby?
Well, all I know, I said what I was going to do. I was going to kill that 17 or 15-0 win streak. So now I got the 17-0 and 15-0 win streak.
Damn. He broke up the win streak. Damn.
Okay.
And I said I was going to gap him because he said he had a gap winning streak. So I gapped him and pulled a shoot on him, something he ain't never doing on his races.
Oh, he did pull a shoot.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm not making excuses, but he broke the tire loose over there. You know, if he didn't break the tire loose, are y'all going to do it again?
He didn't want to do it no more. But we can do it anytime. We can do it. He don't want. I don't have a problem. We can do it 10 times a week, twice on Sunday. It'll be the same outcome.
Well, I got Jeff Rogers on here. What you got to say to Jeff about that race? You seen it?
Yeah, I seen it. Weeby did what he said he was gonna do.
Okay, Weeby did his thing. He did his thing. Then he went out there and I guess that was the one that you wanted to win so bad. Then you went around there and put your chest out there. I see you gave Marcus Longus the break.
Yeah, I had some whiskey by that time. I was celebrating, so that whiskey got to me. Yeah, I did. So I did. Cost me $1,000.
Yeah, I figured you had something in you, right? I figured you had something, but well, maybe he's feeling it.
I'm feeling the wrong damn thing. I know that.
Then you turn around and gave Avon to clear. I said, Lord, he must be drinking something.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave Avon the head up clear. What the hell? Hold on, he gave who the clear? He gave Avon the head up clear.
And what happened with that race? Well, I missed that one.
Hey, oh, Weeby, don't take this personally, but Avon ran out of your life.
Oh,
he cleared. He cleared Weeby.
Damn.
I give Weeby.
When that liquor said in that week, he said, do somebody else?
Oh, my God. I wanted to say, when they came and told Mr. Alba, all right, we got a race locked in. I said, all right, let me hear it. Weeby giving Avon a clear. I said, no, you said it backwards. Avon giving, no. Weeby is giving, I said, man, you stand it backwards. Avon is giving, he said, Alba, if I tell you one more time that Weeby is giving Avon the clear, I just put my head down, Joe, like, no, he did not. No, he did not.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, Weeby, the Bad Mouth crew got two more bottles of whiskey for you, so please keep giving them gifts.
I ain't messing with them no more. Not giving up nothing. It's heads up from here on out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care if my mama got beside me in that Volkswagen. It's heads up with her season.
Oh, shit.
I won the race that I really cared about, so I won the big one that was important to me. The other ones were just something to do.
Good report.
Okay. But you got to get the sportsmanship. They did do their thing. The white did do his thing, came over there and was sportsman about it. So, I mean, I got to say, I had to say that. I seen it with my own eyes and hear it with my ears. You know, he was good about it. It was good sportsman. So it was all an anticipated race, but it was all fun and games, you know. It was a good game. I like that. That's what Greg Racing is about. But, what's your next step from here, Ruby?
I got a race Saturday against a car called Pandemic at Piedmont. Then I'm done until the end of the month, the 29th, what is it, 29th, 30th or whatever, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Are you talking about with the Dirty South guys coming up here?
Yeah.
That's the guys coming up for the thing. Well, I got a message. I had the guy on the phone, and they're going to be over there. Well, they want to come out there. Well, they're coming. They got it out there, I got to say, on the 29th, and they told me what cars they got that they're bringing. They got that you see on that Speed Channel, and I forgot the other channel. But anyhow, they got the black Camaro, the Turbo. It's called the Prosecutor. That's Eric Malone. Then they got the red Camaro. That's the guy's son. I forgot his name. Then you got the Executioner, Christian Malone. Then you got the Mustang Big Block Nitrous, Alabama Hammer. He's coming too. Then you got the 69 Big Block Nitrous. Is let me see. He said Freight Train. That's Jamie Wayne. Then you got the Malibu they bring in, Black Mamba, the Big Block Nitrous. That's Mike Smith. All those cars, they told me, only had one kid on them. So, and they're basically looking like mostly street, not street cars, but, you know, like full body cars, not no tube cars and all that. They really don't have. But do you see that series that's going on? They wanted to tape. They want to do everything taped down there. They actually want to do some action with somebody. So they're going to be asking people to do a little something. So that's what's going on that day. So that's going to be the 29th at Custom Tees, too. I know that I heard they're going to do that Friday and Saturday. That's what I heard. You know, so I'm not sure with it, but I know they're coming. So that's those guys actually, I can actually call them on the phone. They call 256 guys. I don't know. I never watched the series, but I think you can go on YouTube and pull it up too, or you can Google it and watch them. They even got dunks and shit in there. But Jeff, you got anything to say about the show this week? Let me just make sure I get Jeff in here because. Talking a lot, I just need to go ahead and, he can go ahead and say what happened with his stuff going on, because I know he was at the race too that day, but I don't know exactly what happened with the other cars exactly, but Jeff can tell you.
Yeah. Well, I got something else I can get off my chest. Can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Now listen, there's a couple fellas. And never showed up to the track. Now, I ain't talking about, the average fan go anywhere he wants. This had nothing to do with the average fan. You know what I mean? I'm glad JB and him race went well, or whatever. This has nothing to do with their race. No. But there's a few guys that Larry T takes care of. He goes extra effort to take care of these couple guys. Because I'm on the outside looking in. And they're the same guys that say, don't pass custom keys to go to another track. Don't do this. Support your local track. And that's the same couple guys that went down to VMP. Larry's not going to say nothing. It's not about the money because they probably get in free when they come back. But how you promote one track and a track owner helps you and you pass this fucking track to go to another race? I mean, that's just so disrespectful, in my opinion. I ain't going to say no names, but you know who they are. You know what I mean? I don't get it. You know what I'm saying, Fat Albert? There's a couple people.
Right, Larry, right. I hear you.
Larry, let's do it to the track what they want. They come in on Sunday and race backwards up the track, forward, backwards, and next to nothing, open the track up all week for them, come set, whatever. And they're going to pass his track by, which is right next to their house, to go to another track. That's just disrespectful to Larry. I think these fucking guys are a bunch of dick beaters. It ain't about the $20. It ain't about them showing up. It ain't nothing to do with that. But when a man takes care of you, you're supposed to take care of him. And they're the first ones to say, support Larry. Why in the fuck they didn't support Larry? Cocksuckers. One of them said, I got to work. Well, how the fuck you get off work, go over to VMP, extra hour, pass fucking custom teeth? I was Larry. I'd come go kiss somebody's ass, you fuckers. I just feel, you know what I mean? You can't, I don't know. I guess it really ain't none of my business, but I'm just on the outside looking in.
Oh, you entitled to your opinion. You entitled to it. I mean, just like everybody else. I feel like custom teams is my track. I live 20 minutes from DMP, so, but I just have so much fun at up there. And I don't knock nobody else's offense. I don't, hey, what they do to the
people. No, ain't no, right.
Ain't
like,
no disrespect
ain't
to nobody
to,
else.
It had nothing to do with the other event. Nothing at all.
Right.
I'm glad they had an event. JB and Pedro and Cron, they had to do what they had to do. That was all good. But you can't come on here week after week on internet, support this, and then lock a race and don't even fucking show up, but you drive to another track. Come on, man. I don't want to mention no names, but one of them got a snake and one of them got a chicken. Them two cocksuckers. How about that?
Oh man.
I mean, Joe, that's been for 2 or 3 days. They get on there and Larry T let the motherfuckers have no time racing, back with up the track. And then on Sundays, opens up for them for next to nothing, $10-$15. And you're going to go right past the track to go somewhere else? Come on, man. Tell them motherfuckers come this Sunday. To go to fucking VMP and see if they let you run backwards down the fucking track for $10. saw down there.
Ooh. Good report.
Got tested down there for $200. You tested me, fucking Larry, for $20, $30. I don't get it. But it ain't about the average fan or none of that. It's about the two couple guys that take advantage of custom tea. That, you know. But that's my rant for today.
Okay.
But I had a good time.
Excellent report.
Had to get it off his chest, Ali.
If that motherfucker got a problem, tell him to call. He got my goddamn phone
number. Okay.
Look, yo, I don't duck nobody. I don't duck nobody, and I don't duck no big tire car, or I don't duck no small tire car. I don't do no ducking. My head's always up in the air.
Okay.
All right. Mark Jones, hit that one button. I know you're listening. We might have a get in your ass, too. But somebody said Mark came to his senses. He came to his senses. Yeah, somebody said he ran into a wall, and he came to his senses.
Hold on. 301-4687. Your mic is open.
What's happening, fellas? What's happening? What's happening? What the fuck going on here?
Not much.
Severin.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Short Dog?
Short Dog, we can hardly hear you. We can hardly hear you, Short Dog.
Hold on. I'll make it just Jeff. You all right over there?
If I wasn't all right, Troy, I'd call you to help me.
All right, okay. All right, bud.
I just had, you know what I mean, Drew? You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, man. You know, I mean, it's all right when it is working for individuals. I mean, I can see if it was something else going on for them to be. So, I mean, like I said, it all depends what the situation was. But I definitely know what you're talking about. It happens all the time.
I ain't never heard of Larry.
It truly isn't right, but you know, you have people.
I mean, if you can't come to the track because you got work or you got a family, something, that's one thing. But you went to a racetrack.
Yeah.
And had to pass the one that you're supposed to patronize that helps you out to go to another one.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, you're right. I mean, I can see if they didn't have it, if they didn't have action for themselves at the same track that they talk about, whoever, I don't even know who you're talking about, but whoever you talk about, I ain't putting no name on.
<You know>. you know.
Man, that's just like with me, man. You know, I wanted to go down to show better. But I liked that thing. But when they told me off the trailer, I ain't like that no more. And I ain't been out all year.
Hey, Antoine, we can hear you in the background.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey Joe, I had an easy $100 bet, and that goddamn short dog got me my goddamn bet, took $40 of it. That son of a bitch.
What bet was that? Which bet was that?
Yeah.
Which one was?
Oh my goodness.
That was that Avon run, wasn't it?
I said, Jeff, you can't do that by yourself. Cause you wouldn't bet me. I said, Jeff, you got to be somebody of that.
Cut me short.
Cut you short out there.
Yeah.
Took some part of your bet. let me open up a couple of these mics. I seem like I got about 7 mics to open up. Hold on, you second, you guys. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up these mics. 443-7807. Your mic is open. 443-7807. Your mic is open. I'm going to say it one more time. 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Hey, evening, fellas. Evening, fellas. Do y'all hear me?
What's going on?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Hey,
what's going on, Marcus?
This the real king in the house.
Yeah. Excuse me, I don't want to cut you off. Marcus Long is.
Hey, bro.
Short dog.
What's up? What's up, Cujo? Hey, but let me tell you something, Cujo. You gonna have to stop robbing people, man. You know that man was drunk, man. You don't do no betting like that, Marcus. You just said
they
got him,
drunk.
People, man.
They got
hey,
him drunk.
Be sure.
They give him
a drunk too. But I was drunk off of water. I seen Weeby take that big win, right? I seen Weeby take that big win off of the melt no running guys. Cause they don't run no way, so they can't. Cause all they do is run from my ass. Cause I tried drawing on them with that Nova. Right. So anyway, just
oh, yeah.
I seen Weeby take that win. I went to Weeby. I said, Weeby, come on, goddammit, let's take a shot. And Weeby took a big goddamn shot. When Weeby took his hit, I threw mine down on the ground.
And they said, Marcus and Weeby just said, I said, what the hell going on? And giving them the breaks, I said, what the hell? Hey, I took off of what I was doing. I heard nothing got there.
But look, I want to, I want to come on here and thank Larry T, Long Island, and Jeff Rogers for putting on an awesome event, man. It felt so good to bring the car back out. The car been sitting in the garage for a little bit over a year and a half, almost 2 years. And I tell y'all what, damn, that track wasn't dead right. I give my honor to those guys that prepped that track. Did y'all have an outside crew to come in and prep that track or something, man? Or that's just a regular custom?
Well, this is what Larry's been doing now. If you want to know, they actually brought the guys that used to be at Capitol. I forgot his name. Used to work there. Fletcher,
Ernest,
I think.
My man
Cody. That's Cody and Conrad and all the guys.
Conrad and them guys. They actually work for Larry now doing towards the trip. They got them doing track prep when they doing something event now. So those guys will be doing it from now on, helping out everything.
I tell you what, those guys did a hell of a job to that track Saturday. The car, I come out the rail, right out the fucking trailer, and went straight down Broadway, and I mean straight down, no wiggling, no shaking, no nothing. So I got to get my hat off to those guys, man. Big up to them. But I got something to get off my chest, man. I really do. And it starts with the main reason I came down there was to fuck up Wicked Bird, a.k.a. Bruce Styles. And the motherfucker never even showed up. He never told us he wasn't coming. You know, we got the car ready. We got all this food together, everything to come down there just to put on a show for the fans. And this bitch didn't even have the common courtesy to inbox or call me or my dad to tell him that we wasn't coming. And then I get on Facebook and I see somebody got some background noise.
Yeah, I got to find out who Mike that is.
I don't know who that was. Yeah, I think Antoine's still on it.
Hold on, let me click his mic over. I got him. That was Antoine.
Thank you. So, and I get on Facebook and I see this motherfucking Wicked Bird is that a VMP? Like so, Fat Albert. What's up with my phone call money, then? What's up with my phone call money? Can we get Wicked Bird on the phone?
Yo, if you can get him on the phone, I'd be glad to talk. But if you want it,
he was the main reason why I brought the car out and to come down and show out. And he didn't even have the common courtesy. he didn't have a common courtesy to call or text or inbox anything, say he wasn't coming or he couldn't make it. But to get on Facebook and see the bitch in the stands at VMP, that's some dirty dog shit right there, man. And for that, I have no respect for this dude from here on out. So, you know, somebody can tell him what I said. I don't give a damn about it, whether he likes it or he don't like it. But you just don't do shit like that. A little bit of respect goes a long way. That's what I was always told, and that's what I go off of, you know. It's not even about the money for me, because we come to have a good time, and we had a damn good time. But it's just a simple fact of, I think that's just a form of totally disrespect and a hit in the face, especially for a man that walks and carry around custom tees on his back and on his car, on the front of his car. So what type of shit is that, man? Somebody get Blue Styles on the phone.
Jeff on here. Jeff, hit him up.
That bitch ain't getting on this phone tonight.
You know.
Yeah, man, good report again.
Hey, he normally on, and he probably gonna get on. He may not want to be on, but he normally on here.
Like Mark is saying,
the average guy, doesn't matter what track he goes to. It don't matter. But for the motherfucker, like you say, got a banner on his car, preaching custom tees, preaching, and set a race up that day, then don't show up and go to another track. He shouldn't have went nowhere. He could have stayed home, said he was sick, had the flu, or couldn't get out of the house or something. Not
absolutely.
Pass right by, look over to the left, keep on going to the next 100 miles up the road to the next track. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some common dirty dog shit right there, buddy.
I got a 301 number. Let me hit it in. Let me see if it's him. 301-4533. Your mic is open.
What's up? Tommy's in the house, y'all. This is Avon. What's going on?
Avon.
Congratulations for the MVP of the day.
Thank you.
Congratulate you. We just turned around and we volunteered you to show the guys a new two-step that you do.
Oh, well, you already know.
Teaching
us a two-step. Hey, look, I show you two-step. As long as you cook, you give me that plate again, I'll be good.
But, Joe, we got to look. Hey, Short Dog, you said you were going to have Marcus arrested for robbing Weeby. We got to put Avon in handcuffs, too.
No. Avon didn't do what Marcus did to him. Marcus went over and drunk with him. and Weeby filled the cups up, right? And fell out of it. Weeby filled the cups up, and Marcus poured him on the ground, and Weeby put him on his body.
You was eating that rib. That's what you was eating, right? The rib?
Yeah, that's what I was eating, the ribs.
Okay.
Look, man, that rib made me start thinking, boy, I got to dancing up there. And look, I didn't even know they was filming me. Until I looked over there.
I was at the start line, Avon. Them girls was there. Look at Avon. They went in their pocketbooks and got the phones out. They went to filming you. I said, Avon, this going to be on Facebook later.
Hey, Avon.
Yes, sir.
I seen that video. I said, boy, he like a kid in the, he like a kid that just got something to eat, boy. You know how those kids start dancing after they eat? I said, boy, Avon, boy, he in heaven right now, boy. That was dancing with the plate in his hand. Turn around.
Hey, remember the banquet, right?
At that time, I think he was 2-0.
No. No, I think that was the end of the night.
That was the end of the night.
Yeah,
three and one.
Hey, Troy.
Man, them ribs, they ribs mean, man.
If I weren't three and one and had to go pay the food, you see this white motherfucker dancing too.
Oh, man.
But I just wanted to get on here and say that, guys, like, I appreciate, like, once again, the hospitality for Puff and Keys is second to none, man. It just gives you that fucking just straight grudge. It just gives you that straight grudge feeling. And, you know, I've been to do a lot of tracks and a lot of so-called, you know, top-notch tracks and whatnot. But it's nothing like that straight grudge of feeling. I take that over any day. And, you know, like I said, once again, thanks to Cuff and Keys, Long Island, and Jeff for putting on an awesome event, man. And y'all always got my support, the Bad Mo crew, Dream Team, and everybody else, man. We also, and Sal Everett, thank you for getting that video of, hold up, thank you for getting that video of me leaving Weeby at the starting line like he was eating a bucket of chicken. I'm back on you.
That rascal always start up some shit.
Hey, look, I just want to thank everybody for the action. You know what I mean? We finally get back in the paint. It was a hell of a show. I appreciate the invite. You know, Jeff, y'all, you, Joe, y'all did a hell of a job, man. It was action all day. You know what I mean? We had a couple accidents or whatever, but it happened. But all in all, it was a hell of a show. Good day. Them guys got to start locking in more instead of being scared. And you know who I'm talking about, that black, that Malibu, the one that was talking to Smack. I want him, Joe. Black and mild.
Black and mild. Black and mild.
Yeah. Tell him to stop running his mouth and put his money up.
I see y'all was over there talking with me. I just saw y'all talking about the run. I ain't even say nothing. I'm watching.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So, but let me just make sure I open up the rest of these guys' mics because, man,
Joe,
everybody's out here right now.
Hey, Joe, I
can tell y'all something, too. Okay. I got to let everybody know on the already, like I said, I know them guys are coming out on the 29th, but we also, I'm going down to on Custom Tees that, they're coming on 29th for 28th, 29th also. But also on the 30th at Bud's Creek, the White Eye Rock that you saw ran the Carolina Killers, and they ran for 63 apiece. They got their race locked in with the Lot Lizard because he had a problem. But he fixed it. He will be there at Bud's Creek. They're locked in 1,000 on 10,000. That's what their race is for. Also, that same day, the Lot Lizard will be running OG Bobby because everybody knows OG Bobby's stepmom had passed, so that's the reason why he couldn't make it. So they did the race. They're locked in for 5,000 on that same day.
And OG Bobby relocked for that day, too.
Yeah, Relo's locked in with OG Bobby also for that same day. So
yeah.
you got some heavy action and some good money betting out there right now. We got a couple more. Jason actually, they got the dust. They guys got the dust out there. They're looking for a little action and a Mopower motor in it. Kenny, he wants to run. If somebody's looking for that car, they're looking for action with it. They want to play around too. That day, they've been calling me up and asking me, seeing what's available, who's around, that's looking for a little action. So you guys know the Duster. They're looking for a little action with that car also. So there's quite a bit of people out there that been calling out some people and ready to go. It's going to be a lot of guys coming back from New York, New Jersey, Long Island. They will be in the house that day. You know, we will definitely be there. And also, you know, I know a couple of them that want to run those guys from down south, that Dirty South thing. They're trying to run them. They talk. I don't know how their cars run. I never watched the show, but I gotta look it out. I want to see what it's about. So basically, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna open up a couple more of these mics. And I don't know, Avon probably touched on one of them. I see something. The mic just I got to make sure he gets it in right quick, and then I got to come right on down. 631-7196, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Not much. How's everything?
Nothing. I finally got to meet Albert.
Oh, you got to meet Fat Albert?
Yeah, and you had asked about that that Cavalier and that Nova. They did race, but I don't know if they raced for money.
Okay, I didn't know if it was a shootout or because I know they were Jeff was trying to run a couple people out there, so I didn't know what happened. I never got a chance to go and check Jeff out.
Yeah,
so
I
was not a money race with the Cavalier and the Nova. The Nova is my crew. That was not a money race.
Okay. All right. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay.
But I know the Cavalier, I think, was trying to run him.
Yeah. That Cavalier.
Yeah, but we were experiencing some nitrous problems. We were experiencing some issues with the Progressor. But we'll stay in touch and once we get this thing figured out. And we can make something happen with that Cavalier. That ain't no problem.
Okay.
Hey, and I got one more question. Did Walter Mann sell that Malibu?
Huh? Uh-oh.
They said Walter Mann sold the Malibu after that race.
I'll give him open his mic up in a second because he was next in line, so.
Huh?
But,
Well, get him on here.
Hey, Avon. Avon still on here?
Yeah, Avon, I think still there.
Hey, oh yeah, hey Joe,
yeah,
what about Fred raced at on the 15th at Custom Tees.
Are you going to the bottom Thursday?
Yeah.
Say what, Jeff?
I was talking to Avon. I got to drop his bottle off to him if he's going to Bobby's Thursday. I'm just somebody.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Somebody's place to hang out at. All right.
Oh.
Make sure you're there. I'll bring
your
bottle. What are you going to do? You going to give it to your coat? You going to give it to your partner in crime, because you ain't getting no nitrous.
Dude, I
got
to make
some
call.
Hey, Avon.
I got you.
What?
You got a nitrous car?
I'm trying to finish it up.
Okay, I agree with that. I'll get on your ass with it, but I'll let you sleep.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
no.
You get on the ass and try me. You ain't said nothing slick. You won't go for round three? You won't go for round three? You won't go for round three?
Not with the
okay.
But
okay.
With that nitrous car, we can get busy. All right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hold on. You want to answer the question? I got Walter Mann mic coming open right now. 770-6167. Your mic is open, Walter Mann.
Hey, what's up there, Joe? No, we didn't tell you. But first of all, I want to say to Weeby, pops up to you. You done what you say you want to do. And that comes from me and my sons. I mean, you're very outstanding. You won the race. But my thing was with my sons, they will lose all the money they have to lose and don't worry about it. But when a man tries to steal some money from them, that's when they have a problem. And my problem right now is to set out. You know, as a rape man, I feel deep in my heart that I owed them $500. Before the race, they put up the money. Fab said to me, well, your sons had all that money, they want to bet $5,000. I don't give a damn they want to bet $1 million. If they don't want to lose $5, you can't make them bet it, you know. So they said to you before the race with Weeby, my punk-out money is not bettable. You turn it around and give Weeby the whole pot, his $500 and Weeby $500. It was already give Weeby his $500 because that was Weeby's money. And like I said, I told to Weeby. Weeby said to me, well, I didn't count the money, he gave it to me. And to me, when Fred was helping them, you said to me, well, I ain't got nothing to do about it no more. To me, that was very disrespectful to me because if on film that he told you before the race, my $500 is not bettable. So with that said, when you say that to me, that was very disrespectful to me. You would never again hold a dime or any of my son's money. If you need that $500 that bad, you keep you talking in a different language.
Nobody going in my pocket. Look at that steal. You got Nate Dime going in my pocket. So how the hell I steal you?
I don't know where this money went. Walter didn't even count the money. He said, I got it and put it in my pocket. I didn't count it. But when you said to me, Walter ain't got nothing to do with it. That's between you and Weeby. My son didn't give Weeby that money. He gave it to you. So I hold you 100% responsible for that. Now you can talk.
All right. I don't steal from nobody. Okay? First of all, that little $500 don't mean shit to me. Okay? All right.
Send it to me.
Okay, you said you won't let me talk. Let me talk. Okay. Now, I don't DP a whole lot. You got guys on here now to tell you. I ain't never come up short on nobody's fucking money. So don't ever put no word about me stealing something, because I don't steal shit. Okay? I work every day just like everybody else on this goddamn phone. I'm working right now. So I don't steal from no fucking body. Two, that money that I handed Weeby, I counted Weeby money in front of Wawa. I counted Wawa money in front of Weeby. I put it all in my pocket like I always do. I said, Weeby, if the race, if you win, who I give to? He pointed to Gregory. Wawa, if you win, who you want me? And I said, whoever win, only these two guys come see me. Don't nobody come see me about no money, because I'm only handing it to these guys. When the race was over, I handed the money directly to Gregory. That was it. So
there was no problem with it.
I'm not going. They said that they wanted added money. Weeby matched everything your son put up. He matched it to the T. Weeby said, this is all I got. They matched it. I put it in my pocket. I handed it to Weeby. That's it. I say, listen, Wawa, if
Fred
you Albert. Break it the line,
Fred
you
get told your me your
back.
Own
hold
shit
on,
back
hold
the
on,
mouth.
Hold on. I say, when you break it the line, you get your money back except the deposit. That's going to go to the person, the other person. That's what I say. And I even yell. I say, whoever wins this race, get this money. I ain't stealing from nobody. Now,
right.
Now I'm
get
gonna
this
say,
money.
I'm done
this
with
money.
It.
Yes,
I'm done.
So the race.
I'm done.
Right. Well,
so
number
you
one,
be upset about me, not
I don't have to lie with you. Number one, I want everybody on this show. Hold on. I want everybody on this show.
Now I'm going to say it to everybody.
I want everybody on this show right now. I want everybody on this show right now. Go to the Butch page. Matter of fact, I sent Joe. TV sent Joe the tape also. Before they ran, my son said to Fred Albert, if I lose or if I win, we can get his $500 back, I get mine back. The $500 is not debitable. So you can't, when a man tell you that, you're number one, you can't be drinking out there and call yourself a DP man. Because you don't have, you've not got a clear head. You're not listening. And my son, you'll see him arguing on the tape. I want everybody to go up there and look at it. You see him arguing on that tape. And he kept saying over and over again to Fred Albert, you are not listening. Number one, my money is not better. I'm not making this up. Number one, go to the tape and listen. You see, everybody go listen. Go up on what name page. Joe can tell you how to get on the page. And you can listen to that yourselves. He's saying, I don't care if he has $1 million in his pocket. If he don't want to bet $20 of that, he don't have to bet it. You know,
I never got anything on that page, brother. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, well, you can go to Butch page. That's who had the video. The video's on Butch page when all that was said. So this way here, they can't say I'm lying, I'm making up anything, because it's all right there on tape. That's one thing about tape. Can't nobody change no words or nothing. He kept saying, and Fred Albert, you kept saying, I got this. I've been doing this for years. I got this. And my son kept telling you, you don't have this, so you are not listening. My money is not bettable. And when I talked to Weeby today, Weeby said to me, Walter, yeah, I remember him telling Fred Albert, and they were arguing about it, and I walked away. That's exactly what Weeby said to me. But you said to me, Walter, Weeby got your money. You don't get it from Weeby. That's your Weeby problem. I tell you, Weeby don't owe me any dime. Because, number one, they didn't give that money to Weeby. They gave it to you. That's up to you to go back and get it from Weeby. Now, if you feel like you don't owe my son that money, don't worry about it. That traveling law is not going to break it. It's not going to break it. But you will never hold no more money for them. I promise you that. Hey, Bad Mouth Crew, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes, sir. Bad Mouth Crew, what's up?
Mike, well, yeah. I'll ask you a question. If I'm holding your money and you tell me my pocket money is not better, and I turn around and give another man that money, give Joe your money, who are you looking that money back from? Huh?
Well, Walter, man, to keep it fair, without both parties agreeing to that, I can only
both parties agree. That's what I'm saying. Now go and listen to the tape. Both parties agreed to that. But number one, if both parties didn't agree, the DP man should never touch the money until he got it straight. If you feel like that, he should never touch the money.
Well, I agree to that. I agree to that. If both didn't agree to it, then yes, I agree to that. But
he should never touch the money.
Let's get Weeby on here.
Let's get Weeby up there.
But look,
this is Mike Rovers.
Here's where the problem comes in there. Here's where the problem is. If you put up $500 punk out money and you want to race somebody for $3,000, normally when you go to the start line, you put up the other $2,500 to make it even $3,000 because the punk out money is already there in case you break before the start line. Why would you let somebody else hold extra $500 that you got to get back? And somebody gets back at the end of the day because the punk out money is already there.
Because number one, he let the fella know before that race. Jeff, he let the fella know before that race. The punk out money is punk out money. It is not better. If he didn't tell fella that before they ran, I wouldn't have nothing to say.
But listen, I think they betted that extra $500 because they kept trying to get Weeby for more money. I thought Weeby would bet the other 500. Because to make Weeby
Jeff, go back and listen to the tape. You hear on the tape him saying, on the end, give Weeby his $500 back and give me mine back. That is not bad. That's on the tape. That's something I can't make up. Weeby can't make up. Nobody can make up. It's already on tape. And it was said before the race.
But Walter, when somebody races, usually all the money's handed to one person. You need to take some back out of the pot. That's what all the confusion is.
No, what happened is FedEx is so used to punk out money being part of the pot. That's what went wrong. He is used to punk out money being part of the pot. And that's why Wawa learned from that when we ran before. And a guy with his name, Money Mike. And Money Mike took him to those, okay, the punk out money falls apart. He learned from that. That's why he spoke on that. My punk out money is not part of a pot. You know, if he didn't speak on before the race, I wouldn't have anything to say.
Right.
I mean, the $500 is not going to break them. And I ain't going to make them.
Hey, Walter, man.
But right is right, and wrong is wrong.
Hey, Walter.
Yeah.
Walter.
Yeah.
I'm just asking a question. So, in other words, you saying that they put 500 on how much?
They put a ramp for 5 on 15. That wasn't
okay,
for a ramp.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right, 5 on 15. How much did they give Fred Albert?
They gave Fred Albert 26. They gave him $500 for the punk out money. Then they gave him $2,600. But he told that Fred Albert, no, my $500 is not better.
I thought that Walt put up too much money. And that's what made them realize what they
did. Wawa and them had more money than Weeby. Wawa had more money than Weeby and them did.
That's what I heard that too.
Walter
man told me that Walter and them put up more money, and that's how they caught it later on.
No, he wanted to deposit that. He wasn't part of the money,
but I know World War One of them had much more money than Weeby. Weeby actually had to go from the Long Island guys end up turning around and betting with Weeby. That's how that money came about, going up. The match, try to match it up. They still couldn't match what War One of them had. War One of them still had more money. And that's why I think Fat Albert thought that, you know, that 500 was going up in there because they were going for more and more money. They said they want more. And
if a man say to you, my 500 punk out is not better.
It's all on tape.
Before the race, it's all on tape.
Okay, yeah, that's a confusing one there. I can't even get that one.
No, it ain't confused because it's on tape. If it wasn't on tape, I would feel myself even mouth shut.
I'm saying it for me, it's confusing because if I knew I wasn't betting that money when I put up my other money for raising, I'm going to tell Fat Albert, give me my $500 back.
Give me $500 less to make the pot even.
Take 500 back out of that and give us five. Give me my five and give him his five.
Walt wasn't there when Fab gave Weeby the money. And Weeby said to me, Walt, I didn't even count the money. That's what Weeby said to me. So I didn't
what
even
you
count.
Mean, Walt wasn't there? Walt was the one that gave me the money.
I said, when you paid the money, he wasn't there.
Why would he be there?
Wait a minute.
And then after the race was over with, Wawa don't kept making shakedown. We were there at the track for the rest of the day. Nobody came to me about no money. You wait until you call me Sunday afternoon, you owe me $500. Like I said, I'm done with it. I don't care nothing about holding no money with it. I'm done with it.
Whatever. Be done. I don't care about that. I don't give a fuck what you being done.
He gonna wait till Sunday afternoon and go call me talking about, you owe me $500. Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, mate.
That's right. You owe me $500. Now, if you need the $500 that bad, then you keep it.
But no money went in my pocket. I didn't keep no money.
Walter, man, you keep saying Fat Albert got the $500.
Number one, Weaver don't owe him. He gave his money to Fat Albert.
What I'm saying, you telling him as if he needed it. Shit, if he needed it, Fat Albert, you need to get with Weeby and get that motherfucker $500.
Yeah, I need that $500.
He need to get with Weeby. That's correct.
Yeah.
He need to get with Weeby and get the $500.
You keep saying the money went in my pocket.
And matter of fact, when you get the $500, let me get $250 of it.
That's the only thing I said there, Fat Albert. But he said to me today, Walt ain't going to do it.
Hey, Marcus Antoine,
yes.
You on here?
I'm on here. Have money ever came up short
with y'all?
Never.
Because number one, y'all never hear the guy home before.
You
never hear the guy home before.
Hold on, hold on. You asked him had the money came up short. The money still didn't come up short. It came up with too much money.
You're used to being part of the pot. You made an honest mistake. You just called me a thief, Walter. You just said I stole your money.
You called me a thief. I ain't never stole from nobody.
Hey, Walter, wait a minute.
You gave Weaver too much money. I'm going to use that term. You gave Weaver too much money.
Listen. I got to ask you this, and I ain't picking neither side because I wasn't in on the bet. But couldn't it make sense for Walter Mann's son to put his $500 in a pot if he didn't want to bet it? That didn't make no sense.
He didn't put it in his pot with punk out money. He did not put it in the pot with punk out money.
I've ever heard somebody say, Mark, what's the difference? I got to open up this mic real quick because a couple people wanted to get on and say something, and I got to make sure I get one on. I got to one on. I wanted to say something, and then I'm going to move on. But let me make sure I open up two mics up first. I mean, one mic up, and I'm opening up another man because he was standing right there. He said, too, hold on right here. Let me just make sure I open his mic up. Let me just hold on 1 second. That man been, what the heck is it? Did you hit the one button, Kenny? I know Kenny had hit me up just a while ago, but I don't see it. Hit the one button, Kenny. I don't see it. All right, well, one more. Your mic is over. Oh, here's Kenny. I got Kenny on here also, you guys. 240-1159. Yeah, we got you on there. You can say what you want to say, then 1-1, and then after that, I'm just going to deaden that. Yeah, I have to just work that out because we're going to go ahead with the show after that. Hey. Go ahead, Kenny.
Can y'all hear me?
Your mic is open.
This is what happened. I was standing there when everything went down. Whoever the guy is driving the Malibu, he did say my $500 and Weeby's $500 don't go into the pot, right?
Thank you, sir.
And everybody was going back and forth. So Jeff Rogers explained it to them. He said, okay, how much y'all running for? They said $2,500. So Jeff said, okay, well, Fed Apple got $500 of each team money. So only thing y'all got to do is come up with $2,000 a piece. So the guys with the Malibu had, like you say, they did have more money. So they came up with, I think it was $3,100. And
no,
somebody else
$2,600.
Tell me something. If Jeff said, all y'all got to do is come up with another 2,000, they was already putting that 500 up now. When y'all said 2,500. That's what he was explaining.
Exactly.
So that's where y'all got lost at. Because he said, but just add the 5,000. Y'all said, no, you got more. So he was already adding that in. So that's what I'm just trying to tell you. That's what y'all got y'all confused about.
Y'all heard that.
Exactly. No, because the man just said the money was not better. That's when he first started talking. As the race went on,
they bet more money. They said, well, just put the 500 in the pot.
Exactly.
Nobody got cheated. Because Fat Albert said we got $3,100 a piece bet.
Let me ask you a question for all of y'all. Who in the fuck win a bunch of money and don't count it? Who the fuck do that?
Oh, but listen, I said for Wawa, who is this? I counted $3,100 in front of Wawa. I counted $3,100 in front of
Weeby. We've been saying you didn't count the money.
Who the fuck win money and don't count it? You know damn well Weeby counted that money.
Number one, you had to count the fucking money
because the money was put in by other people. So the money damn had to get counted.
Exactly.
And first of all, if that man, when we put up his 500 from what Fed Albert just said, down there and make it right.
That's exactly what happened.
Somebody miscalled me, and but I'm just saying, I wouldn't give a damn who it was. I can't blame a DP man for that, because everybody seen that man count the money. The party seen who counted what on what side.
I counted 3,100
so that means
from
the race was locked in.
Hey, did you not hear the man say, my $500 and Weaver's $500 is not bettable? It's all
going
to take
that one. I got one question. But wasn't it lost in the pot?
Hold on, but after they said that, I said I added the 500.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah, I hear you.
What would have happened if, goddammit, Walter Man would have broken the water box? Walter Man would have lost his $500 anyway, right?
I told Wawa, I said, Wawa, if you break the line, you get your 500 back, because that was the phone call. He said, all right.
Well, number one, Weeby had two bulbs on. My son could have put a bulb on one whole part. But if being honest, he said, you do not put it back at no but when you put two bulbs on, you don't put it back at no lights. They're allowed to back out the lights.
If there's three bulbs, you can do whatever you want
to tell
them buses lit. You can do whatever you want to tell them to tell all them buses lit.
That's what you're saying. One man say three bulbs are raised, another man say you can back out. What the fuck is it?
Why you say that? Because you ain't the man. You know it because you do races. It depends on what path you at, number one, and who's going to activate that tree. Because
That's why my son made the rules up before he ran. He didn't wait until after he ran the tail.
Let me say this. And this is not to Walter. I'm just to everybody. I would never steal nobody's money. When I hold that money for guys, I did it all day Saturday, and nobody ever came up short. I counted. When somebody bring me money, I counted in front of them, both parties, so they can see it. And I put it in my pocket when the race over. And y'all know how I do. Who you want me to get the money to when you win? They tell me. I'm the only two people that's going to get this money. Now, Walt, they wanted to run for $2,500 apiece. I added the $500 phone call that they gave me. I said, Walt, just give me $2,000 more. And that'd be the $2,500. Then after the $5,000 was lost, and you look at the paper, I said, somebody, one person's going to win this $5,000. They were like, you got any more?
Right, $5,000.
They came up with another $600, so it made it 31.
They did not come up with another 600. They gave you another $100. Somebody spent another $100 on more.
All right. The pot was 3,100. I can't, like these guys told you, they all sat there and saw me count the money. I counted it in front of everybody.
The pot was 26, and you added the 5 in, made it 3,100. You added the other 5 in there.
No, he didn't.
All anybody on this phone wanted to do,
don't listen to me. Go to the live tape before the race, and you will see what we're saying. The $500, him and Weeby, the $500 is not bettable. Both of us get our money back. That's all you have to go to the tape.
You need to get paid. They agreed to put the $500 in the pot.
So my question, let me ask you a question.
Joe, your mic is open. I told him his mic is open.
Hello. Yeah. All right, my mic is open. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how y'all got. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Okay. First of all, I don't know how your guys race down there. We don't race like that up north with the deposit money. Two, I was looking for Joe because the rules were as soon as we come through the gate, we give Joe the money. I was looking for Joe, couldn't find Joe because I knew something told me going to be some bullshit. So what I did, I found Fat Albert. Told Fat Albert, can you hold the money?
He said, yes. Put this, it's 500 apiece. Yes. Weeby came and said he wanted to run for 5,000. It's supposed to be for 1,500. We're supposed to run for 5,000. So when we came over there with the money, Weeby didn't have a 5,000. So we pulled back money. So Fat Albert kept saying, give me 2,000. Give me 2,000. I said, Fat Albert, listen, I don't race with the deposit money. If I win or lose, me and Weeby get back 500. Everybody that had shit to do with it kept saying, no, 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 it's right, it's right. It's not right. How's it right when, if I'm telling you from the gate, we're not running for that money, for that deposit money, right?
You got it. It's heavy.
Everybody said, oh, let me tell you. Everybody said, oh, well, it's right, it's right. It's not right. So God Abba said,
God
Abba, hold on, let me tell you.
God
Abba said, I'm motherfucking Fat Abba. I've been doing this shit forever, forever. But I said, Fat Abba, you're not listening. My 500 do not go in the deposit. Everybody, oh, don't worry about whoa, on the end, everything's going to come out even. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I said, Fat Albert kept asking me for the 2,000. If y'all remember, it took us a long time for me to get that man that money because I knew he didn't understand what I was saying. Win or lose, if I would have won, I would have gave Weeby that $1,000. That's why Weeby, and bullshit, Weeby didn't count that money. That's why he ran that Nova for that same 1,000. That was that deposit money. Who the hell races and don't count? Weeby didn't have all the money. It was about 10 other people that put in. So you have to give the money back. When you gave that money back, you had an extra $1,000. That $1,000 was that deposit money. Well, let me finish. No, no, you gave them both. That's $1,000. We ran for 5,200. You added $1,000 in it, so it made it 62. That's how the 62 came up. But I'm looking at you, I'm like, I'm not running for my deposit. My team kept telling me, whoa, just calm down. Don't worry about it. We know what's going on. Everybody telling me, even Jeff said, whoa, no, no, it don't. No, no, it's right. On the end, it's going to add up right. It's going to add up right. Okay, we ran, we lost. I didn't look for the 500 because I thought they was going to bring me my money. Our thing was to get this car down the track, we was going to run two or three more times. I could not. I did everything I could to get that car down the track. I couldn't do it. Weeby never even came to me after the race and said it was a good race or nothing. I seen Weeby on the starting line. Still, I said, Weeby, we want to do that race over again. Weeby told me fucking no. He sat on the phone and told y'all that I wouldn't run him again. That's a lie. I asked him. He said, no, I'm gonna get you to run that Mustang. And I told Weeby, but exact words is, that Mustang don't have my money. You got my money. So we went out there over and over, and I tried to get the car down, I couldn't get it down. At the end of the night, I'm looking for Fat Albert to give me my 500 back. It was so much shit going on. Everybody telling me, man, why you get Fat Albert your money? Fat Albert on the mic saying he's drunk and this and that. Joe, you said it out your own mouth. Joe, you said it. You said Fat Albert made a mistake. If you make a mistake, you have to fucking pay.
Wait. I didn't say no shit like that now. You didn't talk
you
to me at all. But don't put me in that. I never said you made a mistake.
No, Joe,
don't say that. Don't get me in that.
You
just got the wrong person that you're talking about. Because I didn't say that like that. Because I didn't talk. I talked to your dad today, and I said I'll try to talk to Weeby and see what happened. And then Weeby, I called Weeby up, and he said he didn't call. But I'm just telling you, not me. Don't say me because I didn't get to say that like that.
I'm the one that fucking race. Can I talk? You just said that, Joe, on the show tonight. I never spoke to you, Joe.
What do you mean? No. What did I say? How did I say it was wrong? I didn't say it.
Joe,
you must have had somebody else there, but I didn't stay on the phone.
It,
anybody heard me say, I said, Joe, I was wrong.
Yes,
Hold up, you guys. Hold up, everybody shut up. Anybody else heard that I said fat ever? You, somebody else said something. Not me. It didn't come out my mouth on this phone. So you got the wrong person
said,
that said it. I did not say it.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, maybe somebody else said it, but I didn't say it. That wasn't my voice. You got to go listen to that. That wasn't me. I'm just listening. That wasn't me, buddy.
It sounds like you, and it said,
I'm just telling you right now, you got the wrong person. I didn't say that,
Boyle. Okay, whoever said it said,
I just don't want to be like up in no middle or nothing that, and saying something. I'm just clearing my name.
Fat Abbey, didn't you argue for at least 10, 15 minutes over $500?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
then.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Y'all kept telling me that money's going
to
come up even.
Listen, when y'all said you wanted to make it a 5,000, I just added the 500. That's why I said, Wawa, just give me 2,000. I added, so you want, why would I give you 500 back?
What did I tell you, though? Hold on. What did I tell you, though? If I give you another 2,000, that's going to be what? How much? No, I gave you another 6. You asked me, listen.
Go ahead.
I gave you 500. That's 500. You said, whoa, just give me another 2,000. That'll make it 2,500.
Right.
I said, no, my 500 is not in the pot. That's where you made a mistake at, not me. Then I gave you another 600. I don't care how much we went for. The money didn't matter.
So you gave me $3,100 total. And Weeby gave me $3,100 total. I put it all together.
The money don't matter. What the hell y'all talking about? That's where you did your mistake at. You put all the money together. You was not supposed to put that deposit money with the bet money. That's where you made a mistake, Fat Al. And of course, Weeby ain't gonna say nothing. Fuck. Once he cleared the money, everybody that chipped in, he had an extra 1,000. That's why he went out there and got his fucking head knocked off. For that damn $1,000, which that was the deposit money.
Okay, let me ask you a question, all right? Let me ask you a question. I'll sit here and listen to all of this. My question to you is this. If you saying what you saying about that $500, when all this was transpiring, why didn't you take your $500 out of the fucking pot? Just take your $500 and done this bullshit with a McDonald's.
My 500, because the DP man had the money.
Listen to me. Listen to me. What y'all doing, I'm going to tell you some straight up. This sounds like some straight up sucker bullshit. Be real. 5-1-25, the money's locked. It's $2,500 pot. That's the way it should be. Basically, what y'all did, basically, was a $2,000 pot. Basically, what I'm saying. Was no DP money put up to it. So basically, you're trying to say like the whole pot was locked. Listen to what I'm saying. Y'all wanted your $500 back. Listen to what I'm saying. You wanted your $500 back, which is some bullshit because we ain't never heard none of that shit. But listen, that's cool. That's here nor there. You want your $500 back. When you went to Fat Arbor with all the money, why didn't you and Weeby stop right there before y'all even moved your fucking cars?
I don't know how long you've been racing, but you cannot take fucking up money back out of a pot.
Time, Walter, man, this is the second time in 3 fucking weeks you had an issue about some fucking money. Listen to what I'm saying to you. If the issue was about the money, you ain't been racing.
Hold on, Antoine. So if you can't take your poke out money down, then what the fuck are you worried about the $500 for to try to get it back? I don't understand that. Y'all got it confused.
No. Y'all have it confused.
No, you get it confused.
The deposit money is not with the pot money, man.
If you say your $500 is not bettable, that's bullshit. I've never heard no bullshit like that ever in my life.
I'm not saying that.
Maybe you haven't been racing.
That goes to the pot. Like, that's some
it
bullshit.
Don't get
you
no
right. So now,
if
you're not
going to
so this is
if
what I'm
saying
to you.
From the start,
so basically,
if I tell you from the
so
start,
My 500 don't do not go in the pot. Well, we can run for 20,000. My 500 come
okay,
back to Weeby. My 500 don't go back to Weeby.
But y'all want to run the pot,
sir.
So basically, you like the whole pot without 500. It don't make no sense.
Yeah,
it make no
yes.
sense.
The bullshit.
It don't make no sense to you because it's not your money.
And I can understand that. It don't make no sense to you because not your money, so it don't make no sense to you.
I enjoyed you and your brother. I would never steal from y'all. You made a honest mistake. No, but that's not what
you said. You made an honest mistake. That's all you made a mistake.
You said, I needed the money and I stole it. That's what he said.
I'm just going to have to stop that one, man. We're going to have to go on because I really don't. It's going off track from the races. Y'all have to discuss that a later time because right now it ain't good for the racing right now. Everybody has something that...
No, Joe, it is different. I'll let y'all speak.
No, wait, hold on. I got no problem at all. Y'all can speak on another line. But I'm just going to let y'all do it. I let y'all had a chance to speak about it, and I did let you because you asked me, Walter, and I did not want to turn around and say no. Because if I say no, it seems like
I'm saying,
like
though, I'm saying
now,
this, Joe.
No, listen to me, y'all. Listen to me, everybody right now, because I'll mute everybody's mic if I got to. I'm just saying I give everybody a chance to talk and get over. Right now I'm getting sidetracked. We're getting sidetracked about a lot of stuff, but I don't mind y'all going and talk about it amongst each other. But right now I ain't going nowhere on this racing tip. Right now I got to be out there doing this thing, getting everybody else right. On the next thing, each one of y'all done learned on something with what just happened. And honestly, tell you the truth, I mean, ain't neither one of y'all right, if you ask me something. Because I don't know about y'all, but when we actually run, I never did it like that. But everybody got their own ways. But I'm just saying, straight out, one guy says this. And let me just say this here, and it's Steph will tell you. Once you open up the thing, like they say, you start changing, then basically everything's out the hook. I mean, I've seen Franco get stuck with Andy Harris that time. He was saying straight head all the time, but when it came time to lock in, he never said straight head. But guess what? Andy didn't have a straight head, and Franco messed up because it was too late. But that's being real about it. That's what, if y'all want to be talking about stiffs, I hate to say it, but that's that's like trickery thing or whatever you want to call it. But I'm not gonna get into it.
Joe, this right here, Joe, this right here, Joe. It's live.
I understand
that, but you go back to a tape and listen.
I will be looking, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, just honestly tell you the truth, I can't go up there and say one thing and say the other. I'm just going to be right now, I'm just going to move on because right now it ain't getting nowhere. Everybody got something different to say, and I'm not taking sides on nobody, and I wanted to make sure y'all got a chance. You wanted to speak your mind, Walter, I'll let you go ahead and get on. I didn't want to be no biased person saying, oh, I'm protecting Walter. I don't want to say I'm turning around protecting, or protecting Fat Albert. So that's why I let it go. But now I got to move on with my show because I got to go ahead and get back in. And hopefully y'all can work it out off this mic like men and whatever you got to do. All right? I appreciate y'all coming down there and doing the run and everything. Go ahead.
Let me ask you one question. If you was a DP man and I come to you and tell you my money's not with that, the pot. So you telling me you would have did the same thing that I would did, just put all the money together?
No, I ain't never said that. I ain't never said nothing like that, but I'm being real about it.
I'm asking the
question. Listen, only thing I'm looking at is this way. When y'all start asking for more money, and I'm just going to say it, I'm not taking nobody's side. But if you listen to how you guys, when that man turned around and said, all you need is 2,000 more, he was already counting your 500.
Exactly.
Right?
That's why I kept
listen to me. Listen to me. This is what you should have did, and I'm being real about it. If he's already counting that 500 and saying that's 2,500, he letting you know already that he putting that 500 in. If y'all didn't like that, you got to say, hell with that, man. You can't hold the money.
Well,
I'm being real about it. No, no, I'm just saying. If he going
to – 25,000 or 4,500. That's not 5,000.
Right? Am I right? Now, Walter, tell me something.
That's not 5,000.
Now, listen, Walter, hold on. No, Walter, hold on. Hold on, Walter. Walter, wait. This is what I just got off. I'm outside looking in. I was never even around when it was doing it. But I'm just going to say this. If that man turned around, I turned around, I'm holding your money, Walter. And you got 5 and 5, and y'all said y'all want to run for 2,500. And if I keep telling you no, bring me the 2,000, and it'll make it 2,500. And you said no, you ain't listening. What would you do? Do you think once you go to another deposit man, say, hey man, somebody, you can't hold the money. Get Joe or somebody.
What?
No. I'm just saying. If the man kept saying the same thing, 2,000, that means he was adding that $500 all the time.
The man knows that I was drunk and he tried to respect the man. He knew the man was drunk.
Yeah.
I was straight.
At the end of the day, the DP man has all the calls.
We could have went straight to the same thing. When you guys did that, the man, he ain't listening or whatever, and he can't bring only $2,000, and he's telling you right away. He's adding the 500 already. Because he's basically giving your 500 back already because you guys are going to run. So he's going to use your pot money. But y'all, you just went ahead, and I'm just being real about it. You should have said, if he still couldn't understand what you were trying to say, I would have went to somebody else and said, listen, where's Joe at? Go get Joe over here. And whatever, let him take it. See, if I was supposed to be the DP man, give it to him. Steph was there. There was a couple people out there, and they could have turned around and said, look,
y'all mind going to them? If you the deposit man and you keep telling me, whoa, don't worry about it. On the end, it's going to add up. I said, okay, listen, I ain't got to lie to you.
Wait, whoa, come on now. Let's be real. You know what 25 and 25 is. So, you know what I mean? So, you knew if you didn't feel like that was right, go away from him. Say, no, man, we can't do that because you ain't getting it right. You ain't getting it right.
Then there's 15, 20 minutes, Joe. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but hell with 25, 15, 25 minutes. Listen, if he ain't getting it right, you don't mess with it. You're supposed to walk away.
He kept telling me, don't worry about Wawa on the end.
I understand that, but Wawa, if I turn around and keep telling you, if I keep telling you four plus three is eight. What you gonna do? You gonna believe me? Hell no. You gonna go get? Let me get the hell away from this dude, man. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
It was a lesson learned. Something learned.
Walter, if I kept telling you, give me 2,000 more, you understood what I was doing. I was adding that 500, right? Because they said 2,500. You say, hell with that shit. I ain't going with you. I'm trying to tell you that 500 no good.
Joe, number one, when Wall first called me and told me, I didn't take Wall's side.
I ain't taking neither one of them side. I'm just telling you right now.
It's hard for you to judge if you haven't heard the tape. If you understand what I'm saying.
If you hear it on the tape, so you're saying y'all just he just gonna just.
But listen,
just
I understand what listen.
No I understand what you're saying.
But that man kept on telling you. If that man kept telling you, give me 2,000, he'd keep adding in your same thing. You ain't even did it. If that's the case, if you gonna add that thing in there, you say you run it, you turn around and you give him less because you can add it to the 26. Because you ain't supposed to do it. That's what you were supposed to do.
Be honest. That's why I held that $600. I did not give you that $600 to the end, correct?
But you didn't have to give him the $600. If you're going to turn around and already have it, you know, he's adding that part in. Leave it alone like that. Keep that other one in your pocket because you've been getting it. You really only had to give him honestly what you're saying. You wasn't supposed to give him $600. You really was only supposed to give him $100 more, and then that would have been what you've been running for. That's being
no,
real
no,
about it. Because you would have been getting your five back,
no.
And you turn around and run.
No,
it. Didn't you say you want to run it for what?
No, I'm a guy's bet. No, no, we be
Fred, Fred, I would not want to let Wall go out there without not to handle DP. He would not give Wall his punk out money back before the race. Everybody know that. Ain't nobody get their punk out money
take it
back
out the pot. Everybody I know that always did. They took it right out the pot. That's how I always know.
Well,
you, if you're
well,
broke before that line, that pot was looking
good. Damn self, ain't never seen nobody let you take your punk out money back out of the pot before you race.
Just ask
that
Peter,
way
somebody, might not put that's neutral.
That's why they was
you
all, everybody, listen. Everybody I know that was down south when they ran, when you had the punk out, that added on. Because if you look on when we ran, listen, when we ran Street King down there and we ran him for $3,600, all right, so what's his name gave us the money. That was $7,200. Then all of a sudden here comes, well, what's his name gave me the deposit. That they show on the Endicott film. He comes right back. Now he gives me the money, the deposit money. Street King's deposit money is my deposit money because I won that too.
I understand all of that. I agree with
but
you
I'm just
on
saying,
that.
No. I'm just saying that's how those guys
said,
do. That's why every time he was saying add that five, he kept on telling you don't have to give no more than $2,000 because you're saying 25. That's why I said y'all should have dedicated. Y'all should have walked away from it. Said, no, man, you can't get me another DP, man. If he couldn't understand what you kept saying.
I try to find you, Joe.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was in that one spot all day long cooking. Anybody would have came by that cooking, I didn't move.
They said you and your son had left and went somewhere. That's why Fat Albert ended up with the money.
And me, only thing I can tell you right now, well, I didn't go far because I had to turn around and go get Mike Brown, and the Carolina Killers. That was $6,300. I had to come around and count their money right there, and I didn't count in front of everybody, right there. And then I come right back, and I did the cooking. That's how
but
I was. I didn't really get to see much racing at all.
Man, when you're the DP man, and you tell both parties, do not worry about it. On the end, the money going to come out right. So, okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'm,
if the money going to come out right.
I'm going to leave everything alone, man, because right now – y'all, it's going to keep going around in circles, so I'm going to just leave it alone, y'all.
Whoa,
I just hope y'all can move on
and
talk to each other.
Hey, Fred Albert, if you find
y'all work
your
together.
Heart later on to give him that money, I appreciate it. If you find your heart not to give it to him, don't worry about it. So, whoa, leave it alone. Let him keep on going on with the show.
Okay, all right, we'll move on. Let me make sure I open this mic up. It's 914-5466, your mic is open. 914-5466, your mic is open. All right, let me open up another mic here.
What up, Joe?
No, wait.
Hey, what's going on now?
It's good. Great show,
right,
man.
Well, I appreciate it.
Another
thank
one
you,
in
you.
The books.
All right. You ain't come by and get no ribs. I told my wife, make sure you have some ribs for
you.
Yes,
I did, Joe.
You
got your ribs at the end of the night, remember? When I asked you where Larry T was? Remember at the end of the night you gave me ribs?
Oh,
I
didn't know.
I asked you where Larry
was. Yeah, okay. All right, I was there myself. Damn, man, I didn't get to get y'all no ribs. I told y'all keep coming back.
No, I wanted, they said you had collard greens. I didn't get none of them.
Oh, I had collard greens. We had collard greens, rice. We had macaroni, and shrimp salad, we had all that. I don't know where you was when we were getting the collard greens and everything.
I had a headache. To shut down.
You had a headache?
Yeah.
What's the headache?
Hey, Pee-wee, do you race with the deposit money?
Hell yeah. Truthfully, well, I ain't never heard that. That's the first I heard somebody say that.
But Pee-wee,
when you say 500 on 15,
everybody tell me if I'm wrong, I'll be quiet.
Pee-wee,
listen.
Hey, Pee-wee,
huh?
Ask your question, Pee-wee.
Thing.
Pee-wee, did you have it on? Did you hear? What do you hear on tape? Let everybody they don't take what you heard on tape.
He was saying that the money wasn't a part of the pot, but I would think you would have said that when you locked it in on a radio show.
No, because no, they didn't put no money up.
They
couldn't say because they didn't put
no
money up.
They didn't put no money up. Because technically,
what y'all should have did, that money go in a separate pocket. And if the when all four bulbs is on and a green light come on, then you get the money back.
Right, exactly. Right. That's what. That's exactly. Right. That's what I'm telling you, Margo, one long ago. You ain't nobody getting no money back before the race come on.
We be told.
Yeah, you can't get the money back until, because if you break on the line, then you lose the deposit.
Exactly.
Well, ain't nobody getting no money back before the race.
Because Weeby said, if I break on the line, there's no race. So that's when the bullshit started. It started from that. No, Weeby, if you break on the line or I break on the line, we both lose the deposit money. We don't lose the pot. We lose the deposit money. And from there, that's when the shit went left. But you're not worried about the 500. I just feel like the GP man is supposed to be the judge, the jury, and everything. If the judge and jury tell you don't worry about it, I understand what you're saying. Don't worry about it. At the end of the day, at the end of the race, it's going to come out right. And okay, cool.
But look, and if the GP man turned around and told you, now I'm just being real about it, just being double advocate. If the DB man said you said $2,500 and he only had $500 of your deposit and he told you give me only $2,000 more, that makes it $2,500. That right there tell you that is what he was doing to put adding the five in. You know it ain't right.
Exactly.
You add $2,500, that's $2,500. So that's
what
I'm just saying. You
would have
better off going and grab somebody else. That's all. I mean, but real, I mean, if that wasn't said there, what y'all just said, I would be on your side all the way, Wawa. I ain't gonna lie to you. But if you're gonna turn around, if he told you to bring me $2,000, only $2,000 more, you know in your heart, then if that's the case, then that means that you was only running for $2,000 if you was doing it your way.
So
you shouldn't have did it. You shouldn't have did it.
Right, because that was number one.
No.
You learned some things. You cannot put with a man half drinking, half drunk when you put your money up.
I was never drunk out there. I just be turning on just to make people laugh and have a good time. So let me get that shit straight now. Don't be talking about I was drunk. I was out there having a good time. I was just making everybody laugh and having a great time. I put on a show. That's what I do.
Okay, but let me just say this, and then we're gonna leave this alone.
Oh, I'm gonna be the last.
I'm gonna ask you.
You said I ain't
got
never had a whole yama. That's fine. That's the end of it. I ain't never got a whole none of your
okay.
money. I'm sure you'll move on. Everything good.
Okay, I'm gonna say this, Fat Albert and Wawa. One day they was at the track. The guy was supposed to get the back tie and the brake, right? They both pulled up in the beans. The dude didn't pull with the back tires. Instead, he pulled the front, the regular tires. It was like a head up, and he left, and he went down to the track. They paid the man anyhow because he took the break. They claimed that. But everybody didn't catch on that. And I'll never forget that when Money Mike told me. He said, man, you supposed to get the back tie and the break. But shit, they just, what are you supposed to do? Everybody had to think, well, that's on him.
But Joe, isn't
that?
So
that was on you. That was on the other guy that drove. You knew it was wrong because if you add $2,005, you know if he was only gonna give you $2,000, if you was only gonna give him $2,000, it ain't gonna be $2,500 you run for. Now, that's what you should have put in your pocket.
Joe the rapper 26.
Albert was telling them, and he just said it before. Albert said only give me two, and if I wanna know it was wrong that every time you add up. That means if you're adding up that deposit there, you're adding my deposit. That's what I'm just saying.
And
you know what's wrong if you're the only show you keep giving you.
Hello?
Not understanding. This is
that point. He only should pay $100.
I kept telling him.
It was $100. I feel like for that was $100. He wasn't paying attention. But to go back and listen to the tape. This way you
okay. Well, if it's honest, I'm gonna leave everything alone and we're gonna move on, y'all. Y'all gonna have to discuss that with them jokers. And I'm gonna keep on moving.
The money gone. I ain't gonna get it no more. Come back. But let me ask everybody on this phone. Isn't this shit called grudge racing? We make up our own rules. Correct. Now, if I'm wrong, tell me somebody.
Correct.
Somebody on the phone, tell me if I'm wrong.
The DP man did not make the rules for you.
But,
But you right? ran for $3,100. You agreed to run for $3,100. And you lost.
He did not pay run you for $3,100.
All right, I'm gonna cut it down, y'all. Y'all gonna still keep going back and forth. I got ten minutes more before this show gets in there. And I got like seven people on this microphone get in. But I'm not gonna talk about that more. If y'all wanna discuss it on the private line. It's no problem, y'all, whatever y'all discuss. I'm not taking a side, but you know, it is what it is. But let me move on. I gotta make sure I open this mic up.
Get my number from Joe. Let's me and you talk one on one. Now after you talk one on one and whatever the result is, I can deal with it.
I'll give him the number. Y'all can do it on the back line.
Cool.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna open up this mic, 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Greetings, everybody. How's everybody? Joe and Albert.
All right. How's everything?
I can't complain. It looked to be a good weekend. Okay. Looked like, you know, good action.
Somebody got a lot of background noise. Who got the background noise close to a TV? Let me see.
Oh, Joe, and another thing, Joe, I gotta get Cliff number whatever. I owe Cliff $100.
Okay.
Wow. Just send it to Joe.
Okay.
That was me, Joe. My bad. That was me.
That's Cliff.
I said there's gonna be no problem in sending that money to you, Joe. First thing he's gonna say, you owe me. Why you sending it to?
Hey, Cliff, you know, listen. Oh Lord, that was crazy. Go ahead, Weeby.
You gonna let this cook a little longer?
Nah.
Hey, who up there cooking now? Come on, y'all.
Real love.
You got the mic, Antoine.
That's Huey.
Hey,
Huey, your mic is open.
Are you been looking for some action on Memorial Day weekend?
Inshallah, I will be there Memorial Day weekend with Elbow.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. 2 weeks before, I'm going to go ahead and get up with you because I want to lock you in.
Sounds good. Now, how are you going to lock me in? Are you going to tell me now?
I'm going to tell you straight up. Same way, you got the back tire to the ace.
Okay. In 2 weeks, you know what? Talk to me.
I'm just giving you a heads up warning before you get this foot in your ass, all right?
Listen, you got the warning because you the one asking for this ass whooping, not me.
No. I'm just asking for clear. I know you need clarification, so I'm asking right now.
I
want to get it all out the way now, so we have a mutual understanding. You get the back tire from ODB, and it's for 5/15. That's what you know what I mean. Is that cool?
The back tire is cool. I just gotta count my wallet, man.
Okay.
Are y'all gonna
just let me know.
Gonna add a deposit money.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Don't even do that. Real shit. We ain't had no time.
Hey, the deposit is always up for us. Goddamn it! If we lose everything, and we can't make the race, we lose the deposit. It's always up for us.
Facts.
Don't never get that twisted.
Well, hey, Cliff, you need to I mean, get that shit straight now.
It's a lesson learned.
So the way it works with us is simple. If I run him for 5/15, that means 500 deposit on a 15 total pot. 500 goes
talking,
towards
you
the
ain't
1500.
Stuff. You
ain't
I'm not
talking about I'm not talking to you, Cliff, because I know, Cliff, you good. I know, but, you know, some people got to understand how we do it. 5/15. Once we hit that burnout box, the whole pot is fucking locked. If you break, the whole pot is lost. That's the way we get, and that's how we getting busy.
Hey, Joe.
I don't race that way.
Joe.
If I ever run you, I have to let you know that I don't run that way.
Joe, my brother just sent me a picture from Disney World with a big sign holding up saying, thanks, Weeby.
Listen, it's some new shit going on here. Antoine, I am not getting down that way. If you break on the line,
okay,
even though
I say, well, okay,
I'm
Antoine,
not.
It's cool. It's okay. Antoine, it's okay. Antoine, he don't have to lock the whole pot. But if you know what I mean, if he break, he loses the deposit. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
he ain't got
yeah,
all the other extra stuff.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
thank you.
If you want it that way, cool. But you know that's how I've been running a lot of my races. But that's fine, Cliffy. That's not a big issue at all. I know
y'all
you're
going to hell. Y'all going to hell. Y'all are going to hell. Y'all going to hell.
Y'all ran Tricky Ricky and he broke on the burnout. All he gave y'all. Hold on. When y'all ran Ricky Ricky, and yeah, I was a DP, that was, and when he broke in the front of all I gave y'all was his wrong. Deposit. Yes. I gave y'all I was his deposit. That. Correct. That's correct. All I locked that in.
Hey, but you just said, when man break on the line, you win the whole pot. No, but you.
Man, y'all better
listen,
bring bubble
the,
back.
Man, the way that we run, listen, the way that I normally run ODB is simple. Once you lock the money and come in the burnout box, you break the whole pot a lot. The whole pot's locked. You break, it's lost. But I make sure in the stitch that it sit that way, or it can be three bulbs in the race. It doesn't make no difference. It doesn't make no difference to me.
Thank
if I'm
that's
the
what
DC
I'm
or if I'm the pot.
That's what I'm saying. At least you're making your steps. I can go along with that. You're stepping that. I can agree with that.
That's the same thing like when I ran for that 20,000. When we ran for that 20,000, the whole pot was locked when you were in the burnout box. That's what it was.
Right, but you're stepping though. Up front.
But, yes,
but
I make sure both of us know. I make sure that everybody knows what it is, so ain't no damn no complaining, no crying, no bitching, no none of that.
Well, hold on, you guys, because I got to make sure these guys get in the queue first. Otherwise, they won't be able to get in there at 8:27. They won't be able to hit the button, the one button. So I'm going to just open up these mics, and then they'll be able to talk in here. 631-6409, your mic is open.
Go ahead, Joe, man. Go ahead, unlock tomorrow. This is Shaq, man.
That's
okay.
Shaq. What up,
all right,
Shaq?
And then 845-0695. Your mic is open. And then
good
we
evening,
got 347-3068. Your mic is open.
Hey,
okay,
hello,
y'all
hello.
Go ahead now. Because otherwise these guys won't be able to. Oh, I'm sorry. One more number. I forgot. Butchie Woods, your mic is open too.
Oh, Lord. Butch think I'm psychic. Yo, you see me
hello.
Hit Butch for a dollar on the start line?
Oh, Lord. A dollar.
You guys hear me? You guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah.
Guys.
We hear
yeah,
you.
Go ahead.
Pee Wee, you going to hell.
Hey, Joe.
It was
hey, Joe.
A good weekend.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
And also, Joe.
Yeah,
next
we hear
time
you.
It's
coming in loud and clear from downstairs.
Next time that we run up over there and we run another man, he got drag raiders on and we got six on, please tell that man do
you
not
don't tell that man.
Lane.
You tell the starting line people. They do that.
I'm going to tell y'all something about
whatever
this here what went down. He asked if we to prep that lane. After prep, he asked the guys to go prep. He's going to go ahead and prep. Now, you got to do the same way Donye went down there and ran in Darlington. Homeboy
you
went
tell
to
him
prep
don't
the
prep
lane,
it.
And he jumped out there and said, don't prep our lane. You can prep his, but don't prep mine because drag radio.
Well,
and it's the same thing that happened to Young.
Wait,
the same thing happened to Young Stang. Young Stang went down there, and the man prepped the lane, thought he was doing it for him. And if you don't tell them that you ain't got it, they was prepping that day. Everybody knew that what they were saying, but they're prepping for the small tire. They, whatever you wanted, right? So now they seen the money run. They didn't want nobody having no problems. So that's what
but
they did. But if you had slipped on
the
lane,
if you start off, I'm not going to get down the track.
Well, that's why they don't turn around and they do not. You don't let the guy prep your lane. That happened
I'm
to Young Stang. That happened to Donye. Donye stopped the thing right at Darlington.
I'm
he said, don't
we
come
need,
on my lane.
I mean, I was better have and one was back to try to get the part straight. And when I realized the man was prepping the lane.
And I wouldn't have went down. You had to go down right then. You could have let somebody else go. The other people go.
He should
and
have
let
somebody
back.
Else up there to tell him don't do it.
Huh?
There'd been another argument.
He should have sent somebody up there to tell him don't do it.
No, it would have been no problem sending him down. There would have been no problem. Not at all. You guys had no problem. And, you know, I seen the guy when they turned around, broke the motor, and they cleaned it up. And they said, no, we ain't going down there yet. We'll let somebody else go down first, and then we go. They let a few cars go in there.
Sometimes that can work.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
You pull me in enough beans for a certain length of time, another man think he got the advantage. He didn't tell you, no, you got to go now.
No,
no
you
yeah.
ain't
going to. Not there,
everybody
they don't. They don't do that there.
If that stuff went that way, they
ain't
had to worry about it.
They prep your lane for whatever you want, and I told Warwick.
No, PB, I didn't say that, PB. Now, listen. I said, if Warwick went up there and said, I'm not ready to go right now, because they just
they
would have stopped.
They would have let some more cars go down, Walt. I'm telling you. They would have let some more cars go down.
No, you're not listening. I said, Warwick, listen to me. Hear me out. They already had prepped the lane. They already had prepped it. If Wawa has said, I'm not going down right now. Let the cars go down to there first. And Weaver said, no, we're going down. We're supposed to be in the beans at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. If Wawa don't come in there, there'll be another problem. Fed up gate doesn't punk out money.
Nah, they had to be in the lanes at 3. They ain't have
they
to
had
be
an
in
hour more. It was up early enough, so, anyhow.
Hey, Pee-wee. Hey, Pee-wee.
Yo.
Hey, Big Dave on the show?
Yeah.
I think so.
Huh?
I think Big Dave is on.
Yeah.
Big
what,
Pee-wee? What happened?
I just wanted to tell him thank you anyway, since he don't want to ask me.
Dave ain't on here. Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. Hey, Wawa.
That's for anyone.
Next time you go to Custom Tees, go see Short Dog.
Hey, Pee-wee.
Huh?
Pee-wee. That was for anywhere.
I know. I got you, Short Dog. I heard you. I read between the lines.
All right.
Well, he told you, he was probably what me and Carlos talked about. I tried that.
Hey,
it didn't work.
Hey, Warlord.
You.
Y'all coming to MRR May 30th?
I don't know.
You might as well, brother. You might as well.
If it ain't, hey, you know, I put you like this. There's a fucking radio prep track. I'm not coming.
You hear me?
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
The man that asked you that question, as he comes to Phoenix City on May 30th.
Huh? What was that your phone?
That ain't my phone.
It's a Jackson, South Carolina. You coming down there, Nate? You ain't coming to Jackson? Why am I coming to Jackson?
I have no reason to come to Jackson.
If you want to run, you got a reason.
Marcus, he's scared as shit of that car.
Hold up, Antoine. I got him. Hold up. Ain't y'all car up? Ain't y'all...
Can you
pull
it off your
account? So what now?
Joe, that might be Chuck, Mike.
I'm muted the whole time.
What car you talking about me running?
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Marcus, what kind of car you talking about running me with? Marcus, he said,
what kind of car you talking about trying to run him with?
Guess he's not around.
He's still on here.
He must have
fell off. I got to find out who Mike that is.
Unless he tripped on the treadmill.
Oh, shit.
No, he's probably telling him to lock in with Sweet and Low. That's what he's probably trying to get you to do.
Weeby is low. Good Lord. That Burgundy Malibu that ran out of Weeby life.
No, you mean Nova. Nova. Don't disrespect
I mean Nova.
Us
Nova.
Malibu. That's a
Nova.
Nova.
I'm
come
sorry. I'm
now.
Sorry. The Burgundy Nova.
Hey,
brown,
hey, man, let
Burgundy.
Me ask you something. Why don't you put some
it's
Nova
brown.
Radios on that goddamn car and take the bars off and get busy?
No, no. What I'm going to do when I come back, I'm going to come back with my Chevelle with fucking radios on.
Oh,
I don't
want to
hear that bullshit. I don't want
to
hear that bullshit.
Three, four,
I got a small block.
That was your mic. That was
block.
All static.
I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I got. I know what you got.
Joe,
you
I'm on.
Me out.
Joe, I'm on. Joe, I was on mute.
Really? Well, I just clicked your thing the first time. Shut up.
I don't know how that happened. But when you said muted.
Y'all heard what the fuck Wawa said.
Bad mouth crew, y'all heard
you,
what I said, right?
Will you come back?
I don't
want to
hear
coming back this
I'm
way.
Coming.
Will you come off the trailer? Will you come off the trailer again? Asking for myself.
Damn right. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I? I came down there to run three or four times, man. I didn't come here just for Weeby. I beat Weeby three times already. He got over one time. Congratulations. I told him, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations, whatever. Run me again. He wouldn't fucking do it. That same day. Now, if he said,
well, let me ask you this.
We be drunk.
Well, let me ask you this. Can Walter Man drive your car? I'm asking.
Nah,
for
he don't drive no more.
No, I did not drive the car.
Walter Man. I am
no,
Walter
he did not drive the car.
I am
no,
Walter
I did not
man.
Drive. All you got to do is get your drive.
It'll be a Walter Man in there.
It'll be a Walter Man driver.
Nah. I want Big Mouth in there. That's who I want.
Big Mouth can hit a car.
How you call OG a Big Mouth? Just disrespect.
Put it in your pipe and smoke that.
Hold on. I'm about to put Marcus back on here. Hold on.
Sounds like someone's doing their laundry.
Uh-huh.
That's Marcus doing on the treadmill.
You know, I mean, we lost. I didn't realize it was a radio prep track. Even if he didn't prep my lane, it's already radio prep. That's what y'all understand. But
nah,
I'm
it ain't that type
that.
Of track.
No, it wasn't that.
So my point is this. Take them damn bars off, goddammit, and put some damn radios on there and put Walter Man Singer in the motherfucking car, and I go cross his ass and to fuck up with ODB.
Well, no, that's Sean Washington. That's Sean Paul. Sean Paul retired, man.
Hey, Pee-wee, that's what you call the look away.
Yeah, Sean Paul retired, man. That's
hold on. Hey, Walter
Man, you can't
drive no more. Walter Man, you can't drive no more.
It ain't that I can't drive. I got some that do drive.
Well, I'll fuck your son up that day. How about that? Matter of fact, he got the black
car.
Oh,
shit,
there he goes.
Oh, you put your father in the car that day and I drive. Put your father in the car that day and I drive.
We can do that. Oh, we can do that. Yes, we can
do that.
Hit up.
We'll do that. And I'm going to drive.
Can we lock in that now?
No, we don't. Yeah, you ever run with my car? You want to lock in?
No,
I didn't look away. I'm running with my car. You're running with two cars.
Now, let's get back to the other race they were talking about. Marcus, what you just say?
No, I got it. I tell you what. Can we be the first two down the track?
Uh-oh.
Let's get it.
You'll run that silver car with ODB head up?
Yes.
Good Lord have mercy. Butch, how much you got? I like ODB.
Let me ask you one
man,
question. Let me ask you one. Hold on. I can answer that.
No,
let me ask you one question. Is the track going to be radio prep? That's all I ask.
Silver 86.
I don't know,
something.
Man. We don't work for the track.
Let me explain something.
Listen, man. We don't have to go to an event.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because y'all sitting up there now saying that the track was radio prep. That track was not radio prep. That track was not radio prep when you raced, man. Now, the track could have been sticky, but it was not radio prep Now, it was up to you to go out there and wait or, you know, to do what you had to do to check and pick your poison. But it was not radio prep. No, it was not. It wasn't that type of
thing. So listen, I'm telling you right now why it wasn't.
You seen Jeff Rogers go out there with that big car. Now, do you think he was planning on running somebody?
Jeff Rogers, do you think he was really going to run this man
for what they was going to run for on a radio prep track? No, the track was not radio prep. Okay?
If you go out there and pull your goddamn soles off your sneakers, that ain't radio prep.
No, that is not radio prep. No, it's not. Just because they're pulling your shoes off your feet, that does not mean that it was radio prep. Did they spray the track? Yes, they did. If they didn't spray it, then the first thing everybody else is saying, hey, I can walk and it ain't pulling my shoes off. So, but I'm just letting you know that it was not radio prep because I need you to keep saying that.
I'm
going to
say it like this. Willie Dog said, if you can't get down the track, fire your goddamn tuner, and I'm on mute.
Damn, that's why I got fired?
Hey, Short Dog.
I fired my damn self.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Short Dog, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
If you was radio prep, you couldn't move. But long story short, hey, Long Island
you
Joe.
You couldn't move.
Yeah.
You couldn't move on that track.
Let me get something else straight. I wasn't just jumping on the side. I'm just letting you know that the track was not radio prep. It wasn't that many cars there that tried to be a radio prep. But you should have known it wasn't radio prep because Jeff Rogers got a big time pro mod, and that's why he was there to race someone. And it was his race.
I said it should never spray that light in front of him. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're right, man. If that's what they did, but if your son seen that somebody was going to spray the track or did spray the track, he should have still get a bond and something say, I'm not going down there right now.
By the time I argued with Fat Al for 30 minutes, by the time I realized it, they was going up and down the track already.
Okay. Well, that's all I was saying. No, but. I understand what you're saying. A locked in, if y'all locked in at a certain time. If something happened, I don't care whatever track, whoever you racing, if it's something that you don't like because the track did something or they just sprayed, you got all the right to ask the guy that you race and say, hey, man, I ain't going to go down there because they just sprayed the track, and I know, you know, and I know it shouldn't be no problem.
Short dog, what you sound good, but it don't work all the time.
Well, it don't. Well, Walter, there you go again. Now you putting negativity in it.
But even in New York, short dog, I'm going to tell you something else. Hey, let me say one other thing.
Walter, man, you said it don't work all the time. You got to realize that you was great run. You were running Weedy Cooper. Anything worked for Weedy.
I mean, with Weedy, I can say, I think they can talk to Weedy. Yes, Weedy would have done it. But that's Weedy. But I'm just saying, the next man, the big mouthful there, probably said, no, you got to get busy now.
No, I don't think that will happen. But, like I said, I'm not going to say, I ain't going to go against what you're saying or what you're saying.
I was locked in Middle Lane one time. We buried my sister-in-law that day, and I tried to call the race off. And you know what they told me? No, you don't want your old $1,000. So that shit don't work with everybody. Someone wouldn't give a damn what happened.
I travel from Atlanta over to Jersey. It called for 90% rain. That man did not say, he said, if I wasn't be there, I lost my money. I travel all the way to Jersey for nothing.
Well, that's number one.
Some people do it.
I don't know, because whoever you was racing. I'm going to tell you what else, Walter. Whoever you was racing, y'all had other issues because let me tell you something. I can be locked in with anybody, and if they call for a 50% chance of rain, I'm going to call you on the phone as a man and tell you I ain't coming. Because I'm not driving that car, and it's all for 50% chance, right?
Sometimes to go for that truck, dog, some guy, if it ain't the
same. Some people do, some people don't.
They're going to tell you to break that, bring your ass on.
Is Butch going to lock in for anybody on May 30th? Because I need another $20.
There you go again. There you go again, Pee-wee. Butch is on.
What was he
from? Hey, my bad mouth crew. Y'all got a bounty on your head.
We never got a bounty on our head. Remember that.
You'll find out shortly, sweetheart.
I don't want to hear no bullshit. Oh, you got a big rock. Y'all know what I got.
Now, let me let me ask you. Who's gonna do the bounty? OG Bobby? Is that how you feeling? Because I can tell you right now, we can bet $500 on the stock right now with that OG Bobby.
You need a picture.
Hey, how can you collect that bounty? How can you collect that bounty?
I never heard anybody cry about acting. It's crazy, man.
How much is the bounty?
Shaq, let me ask you a question. When me and you went, Shaq, do we have all this bullshit? We made this thing.
I paid and
never
get
away from me. Exactly. We didn't have any problems. Right? But when you tell a DP man, something,
we took money out
the DP man do what he want to do, that's different. The DP man supposed to judge
if the DP man got the money, that's just where it's supposed to stay at. That's my opinion.
Let me ask you something. Do you put the deposit money in your pocket?
I don't put no deposit money up. Either I'm gonna do it or I don't do it.
No. When we ran, we didn't put no deposit money.
We locked up. Hold on, I told y'all all day I didn't want to raise. We went to the lanes and we locked in. We had 5,000. I told us y'all had 3,100. We brought the money down.
There wasn't no DP.
No DP.
Let's rewind that. I told y'all that day we could ran for 10,000. That man in the lane, we was the last cars in the lane. I said, if I run and go get some more money, it's going to be a problem. I'm not going to get y'all.
I was not going to let y'all get away that day. You can't say that when whatever happened. All right, you beat me, and I took it. I'm good. I'm Gucci. When you told me
go get that bag, did I go get that bag? And who backed down? So the money, we don't argue about no money. We don't want you for 500. The money ain't an issue.
Well, what are you talking about, y'all? I'm not going to argue with you guys because I ain't ready right now. But I'm just saying, though. But over $500, we took up this whole show over $500. Come on, man.
This way, okay, look. This is what we do. Your brother. Your brother got slick. Your brother offered me the back tire. I don't want it. I run that car.
Okay. Oh, he told me. All right. Okay. Oh, he got slick.
Now me and you got slick. Pick a date.
Oh, shit.
I'm listening. What'd you say?
Your brother got slick. I got slick. Pick a date and pick a track.
How y'all doing it?
He offered me the back tire. I want it. What I do, I run
back. Nah, I ain't racing right now. Oh, no, that's up to my brother. I ain't going to pick no race for my brother. He can't give you no back tire. He said y'all going to give him the clear.
I want it.
You gonna give him the clear?
We gonna ride head up. I don't want nothing, and I ain't giving nothing. He got the same car I got.
I can't make that call. But you make it something sweet for little birdie. I'm gonna cut this back out.
I don't know what else you want. I gave you the back tire.
I'm sick. Listen, I'll bring my street car out. I'll bring that shit back up.
Shaq, there's no problem with us running. I will come to New York. You know that. I'll run you at the Apple.
Right.
That way, we both car got slick. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking the track. The track was 100%. I ain't knocking the track. I just went somewhere where I couldn't perform it. I tried three times. All the tricks. I think I got the Buick. He gave me some pointers on something. I tried it. It didn't work. I knocked power out the car. It didn't work. I was not getting out of that track that day.
Okay.
So if I run a man with
I understand. I understand. I'm going through the same shit, so I'm not even going to talk shit to you. I'm just saying.
Okay.
No,
but you did heard of somebody not putting the deposit money in the pot, correct?
Yeah, but listen, you can't take up the whole show for that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm not taking up the whole show for that. I'm just saying. Because people now all of a sudden, they never heard it. Like
yeah,
Pee-wee said, he
never
heard
it
shit.
Either.
Pee-wee is from where I'm from.
He just told you he never heard it neither, Walt.
You can't put that on Fat Albert, though, bro. I'm going to keep it real, bro. Fat Albert got the money. That's the money he counting to hand out. He ain't looking to say, I'm going to put $1,000 to the side. It don't work like that.
Exactly. But if I'm telling you this shit from the start,
it don't
you need to listen to me.
That sound like you guys fucked up. You shouldn't have put that money in there. That's my understanding.
Like I said, you live and learn. But see, Weeby could have held his own money. That's how much faith I got in Weeby. He could have held his own money. But I knew on the end it was going to be some shit. So that's why I ran to find Joe to hold the deposit money. Because in
reality. Hey, Wawa. All right, now you said Weeby could have held his own money, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ain't that what you just said?
I said he could have, yeah.
Okay, well, why couldn't he send you your $500 that you said he got?
Well, we've been owing him $500. And now y'all can't lose $500 extra. Come on, man.
That's not the
I tell you what we do. I tell you what we'll do right now. Hold on. Shaq, tell you what we'll do right now. We'll sell for $250. Send $250 to the cash app.
Well, we'll give you cash app.
Let's send $250.
Just watch it.
Sell for $250. Says it don't mean nothing to you.
But see, when people don't understand, when you hold this damn money, you have to listen to the both races. Not what you want to do. You can't do that.
It's fucking done and over with. I think he's still on here.
Man.
I'm just saying to you, I only made that comment because of what you said. And if you felt that way about Weeby, if Weeby knew what way y'all was supposed to be doing whatever you're supposed to do, I'm not taking no sides. I'm not saying it. But you said he could have held his own money. So that means you had trust in him. Okay, so now, why didn't you, I'm just saying that you didn't have to. I'm just saying, if I had that type of trust in you, I would have called you. Forget what the DP man ate. Well, I've been like, Wawa, you know what I said. Our 500 didn't go that way. But listen, Walterman, if you believe that, there's a crocodile hanging from your ceiling in the house. I don't know if the man counted the money or not. He said I didn't count the money. I don't know if he counted the money. Okay, now, who you know when that type of money don't count their money?
No.
Weeby. Somebody like Weeby.
Man, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. I'm on mute for the rest of the night.
Thank you. Please do. Please get off.
But Short Dog, the deposit was nobody gave no money to Joe. When we come to the gate, we give Joe the money.
Yeah.
So, and technically, if you want to pull tech, I gave my money first. Weeby wasn't thinking about giving no $500. I said, you know what, let me go ahead and put up my money now so I won't have no problems.
But
why would you worry about
Weeby
putting that money?
You said you but see, you're contradicting yourself. Now you're saying you're going to have a problem, but yet you said he could have held his money. I don't know what the hell you're going on now. I'm confused. You had trust in him. Now you're saying that he wasn't going to put his money up. I don't know
You know why I said that? Because I don't ran Weeby more than once, and we didn't have no DP man. He held his money, and I held mine. That's why I said that.
Okay. But now you said, like, he wasn't trying to put his money up. So I don't know. I do know one thing though. This steak my wife made me good.
It is what it is.
So was there any other races, or they just had one race Saturday?
That was the only race that seemed to me was excited.
Big day.
Yeah.
Did you hear me say that or not?
You're asking me a question now, right? I've been quiet the whole show.
Yeah.
War. You can skip anything you want. If Weeby don't agree to it, then it's not a bet.
Weeby, yes, he's agreed to it.
Then why isn't Weeby on this show saying that he agreed to it and he owe you $500? Because he got overpaid.
Weeby, hit the one button before the show get off, Weeby.
But where was he 3 hours ago?
Oh, he on it.
But either Weeby agreed to it or he didn't agree to it. If he didn't agree to it, then it wasn't the bet.
Yes.
If he agreed to it, then he owed Wawa $500. It ain't hard.
No,
it's not hard.
Yeah, you see, okay, don't want if you rob somebody for $1 million and got away with it, are you gonna turn around and tell them yourself?
That man did not. Nobody got robbed. It was an honest mistake made. That's all.
Yes, it was an honest mistake. Yes, it was.
Right, so stop saying somebody got robbed. Ain't nobody get robbed.
Well, it was an honest mistake, put it away.
All right. Well, if Weeby is a man, Weeby would have said, listen, man, I didn't agree to that, and here go your $500 back.
I just told you, Weeby said when he got paid, he did not count the money. He don't know how much money he got.
Okay. All right, Walter. All right. Because that's what I do on payday. I don't never count my check. Okay.
Now, Weeby counts that money. That's why he ran them boys for that $1,000. That was a free $1,000. It all makes sense.
That doesn't mean nothing why he ran us for $1,000. Weeby already knows we was gonna run him for $1,000 anyway, so don't put Sweet Low in with the fence. That's not the way it happened. You can't put Sweet Low in because we ran for $1,000. Here's your solution. Since y'all say y'all gonna run Weeby back again, tell Weeby to add the money by $500. Fuck it. There's the game. There it is. It's sold. Rob sold.
Antoine. Hey, listen. Well, y'all should give Weeby $5 back too. Because he ain't counting money. Y'all owe him $5.
5?
He didn't count his money.
Everybody else holding 5? Because he didn't agree to do it that way. He said, hey, he said run for 1,000, but 500 is not better.
Chuck dog.
You ain't shit.
I already know,
Dave, but thank you for letting everybody else know.
Same old short dog, boy.
No, I'm just saying, but it, I mean, like I said, if they feel a man made a mistake, or if, just like with us, any of us can race, if we think somebody got paid more than what they should, the man should have been honored and say, okay, you paid too much. Because he already knew what went on, period. I ain't going to blame it on DP, man, because the DP man counted the money in front of both of them. So, but it is what it is.
Did you see the DP man count the money?
No, I know the DP man said he counted the money. And I know.
Did you see him count it?
Did
you see him count it?
Him count it?
No, I did not. That's why I don't speak on that. I didn't see that.
I said what the DP man said that they seen. I didn't say Troy seen. I said what the DP man said, he called the day money.
All thing I spoke on was a live video that I seen.
Uh-huh. Oh, can I ask you a question then?
Yes.
Well, the man says you so smart and the head of the class, didn't the DP man say he counted out day money? And then he counted out day money? Didn't the DP man say that? And I ain't heard near one of the parties say no.
Hey, I don't.
Because I don't want you to keep telling me something else. I want you to answer the question.
Let me answer the question. Half of the shit the DP man was saying, I broke my ears on.
Well, see, there you go. So you didn't want to hear it. But anyway, I heard what the DP man said to both parties. He counted one money, this person money out, then he counted other money out. Now, neither one of them said nothing about it. So now you going to say that the man didn't count the money. Your son didn't count the money.
I never said he didn't count the money. I never said that. No, I did not say that.
You might well say you said, did I see it? Hell no, I didn't see it. I was just like you.
All right.
Now, what did that goes back to? Being as though we're talking
go
about
back,
this.
Goes back to we got fucked at 500.
Oh, shit. Well, man, okay. Well, we take the money now. Fred Albert.
I mean, y'all had like $500.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, Fred Albert. Me and you, we real, real good friends. You need to give me $250 of that, man. Let me take some of the heat with you. Give me $250.
No, that you ain't get. Look at
Sean, no, I'll send you two, but I never got it. Dave, I've been trying to figure it out, Dave. But the money ain't been counted.
I'm on this show right now. I'm biting my tongue hard as I can bite it. Keep saying it and saying. Because I've been fucked more than one time about this fucking money shit.
Leave that alone. Don't even worry about it. They got over.
I am. That's what I'm saying.
What's the next topic?
That's a whole
topic.
Another,
That's for the whole
Hold up, everybody. I got one question for Walter Man. Walter Man, I want you to answer one question, honestly.
Antoine, you better not. You better not.
I'm running for football. What DP man are you going to use now? Because you know your brother, you know, fucked up two DP man's names. So what DP man are you going to use now? That's what I want to know.
I'm going to use you to come south. If you learn your way out of Maryland, I'm gonna use you.
Hell no, you'll never use me. Hell no.
All right then. Well, you asked me a question. I told you. If you learn your way out of Maryland, I'm gonna use you.
No, so well, tell you what. If you use me as a DP, I'm gonna make sure you forfeit all your goddamn races.
All right. Okay. All right.
Damn.
Pee Wee.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Pee Wee.
Hey, Long Island.
Man, look, you know Long Island Joe. Long Island Joe.
Pee Wee.
Like Fat Albert was now.
Hey, Fat Albert, I know you. Is LaRon and EP locked for more than me?
Yeah, they get it all. They're going to. All his races are going to be at MIR.
Okay,
LeBron.
I'll be there.
Yeah. And OG Bobby and Marcus race postponed to
MIR. If any of them Mount Vernon boys that like to talk that good sliverous when we run OG Bobby, you just bring it. That's all I'm going to ask. You ain't got to say no bets on line or phone. Just bring it to the staging lane. Just cover it.
Hey, I wanna give a shout out to Long Island. I mean to Mount Vernon Dave and my man Butch Woods. They gave us some good old
Butch Woods is something slick for God. Oh, slick.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was the aftertaste for Squeeby after I went up and hit the goddamn record.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, look, Butchie Woods, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to hear what you listen close, God damn it, you made me go to sleep, and I don't like that.
Come on, man, you didn't go to sleep, did you?
I didn't even make it home. I had to pull over. I ain't lying to you, boy. Keep that right.
I think that's what happened all the time.
When a person gets a certain print, you try to gob it all down.
Hey, Walter, man, well, I'm going to tell you right now, if I get you, I'm going to gobble your ass down, too, because you should be killed.
Well, like I said, learn your way south.
You know what? We're gonna come south before this year is out, and I'm gonna make sure I'm not going to
let me know when you're on your way there.
I tell you what, Walter, man. I tell you what I do for you. Marcus, you say you get in the back tire, right? You know what you said?
Yes.
Okay, listen. This is what I do for you, Walter, man. Listen closely. Listen real closely to what I'm getting ready to tell you. What I'll do is I'll pay Mark Hayes to tune your car the whole entire day.
No, you're not paying Mark Hayes to damn thing with my car.
Come on, man.
You won't pay Mark Hayes to kill my car. No, I ain't that stupid. You will not pay Mark Hayes to get no my car.
I'll pay Mike Hill to tune it for him.
Let me explain something to y'all. Now, Pee Wee, Big Dave, and Butch, have y'all ever seen that car do that? Ever?
Nope.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I think you need new tires on it, homeboy. I got my brand new tires.
That's why I was doing it then.
Which one is it? I need brand new tires. Don't worry. When I come knock on your fucking door, don't worry about no tires. I'm going to sit like you.
bullshit he's talking. That's the problem, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Motherfucker. And if you say post up, I'm gonna post up.
I'm not scared then. Act like you scared. I'm getting
off. I got it. I tell you what, Cliff. Fuck it right now. Let's lock the fucking 3 on 1,000 in the lane by 5 p.m. Let's lock it in right now.
He ain't gonna do it. Say something my life, man.
You got the one on one.
You got the one on one. Then how about that? Let's. How do you like that?
Well, what you call?
ODB.
ODB. Or do you want it from Sweet Low?
No, Sweet Low, he dancing on that.
What?
Then go ahead and go back to your videos and try to figure out how fast it is. Because I'm going to show you something. All I need, I will pay somebody to be in the top end at the 8 mile mark when I pull the shoot. I want to see how much space it is going to be from the shoot he pulled to his front bumper.
I want to know if we say something he likes. Yeah, you did.
I take that.
Pick up. Yeah, I like that.
Is it locked in?
For how much?
3 on 1,000 or better. Hello?
I'm thinking.
Hello?
Now watch this, fuck you right up before the season.
Give him time to think.
Hold on, Antoine. Let him think about it for a little bit.
He's trying to figure out how much more money he got to come up with.
Exactly.
I locked the
1,000
in right now. That ain't nothing. Let's get it.
We can't just shove it into a hand. You take that somewhere else. Now, we're ready.
Can we get it locked, man, today, tonight?
No. No, you cannot.
All you got to remember
is when I tell you to lock in, remember what you said. That's all you need to do.
No, remember me now. Teach me to remember now. That's what I want you to do.
Teaching you nothing. I'm not a teacher. I'm not teaching you nothing.
Well, goddamn it, you ain't no speaker neither. But I'm still talking to you.
What I have to do? I done already gave you an answer. What more you need?
Say Red Rock.
Listen.
No, red, white, and blue, whatever rock color you need. Hold up. You know what? I'm feeling real good tonight, and I don't like how Cliff is running his mouth. You got the fucking break. Fuck it.
Oh, shit. Huh?
You got the fucking break.
Listen, if your mouth is really nice, keep going. Keep going. And something might happen. Keep going.
I'm giving you what you want.
No, listen. I want to win.
Now, I'm going to win. Okay. Hold up, Cliff.
That's what I want to say.
I tell you, I'm going to do it even better for you. Listen, go from here.
I'm listening.
Start the brake. Matter of fact, fuck it. You got the back tire and the brake, and we have to stay on foot brake. We can't trans brake. Let's go.
Oh.
Now, come on with it.
What?
Say that one more time.
You got the back tire and the brake, and we have to leave on foot brake, not the brake.
No, he got to leave on foot brake.
When all this noise stops,
I'm going to let you say it clear, and then we're going to get somewhere.
What?
Say it again.
Listen, man.
I can't talk over both of y'all. I can listen to both of y'all, but I can't talk over both of y'all.
Cliff, do you
want to
race?
Yes or no? What he was trying to say. How much?
5 or 1,500 or better.
That's funny, got to go up.
We give giving you the break.
I don't care what. I want to win. Now, if you want to give me something I want to win, fine.
Okay, all right, I'm going to break it down for you. 5 on 1,000, how about it then?
With this foot break shit?
Yes, you got the back tie to break, yes.
The back tie to break. Now, is we using trans brakes or we not using trans?
You can, listen, you can use whatever you want.
No shit. Can you use your trans brake? You can't use it. Not can you. You can't use yours.
I'm using what I want, man. Listen, man.
Now I think y'all better start fucking hollering some rocks red and white and blue. Alright? You just ain't gonna say what you wanna say.
So we offer you the back car and the brake and you trying to dance around it?
No, listen, I ain't dancing around it. I just tried to make it clear. But
well,
both of
I
y'all
just made it clear. I just made it clear. You got the back tire and the brake, and we get both lead or we want.
I take the back tire in the brake. You understand? Okay,
you
no problem. Okay, I take the back tire in the brake.
Okay.
We can
next?
Put a little something on that today.
500 on 1,000 better. May 30th.
300 on 1,000.
No. 500 on 1,000.
You in Maryland, bro? You out there? I ain't out there. I gotta get there.
Cliff, you coming anyway, right?
Listen, with the shit you offer me, you damn right.
I tell you what, fuck it.
300,000,
let's get it.
Yo, that's a lot. Oh, that pickup truck. Now, people, okay. Now,
hold
we.
Out.
Now,
you want here?
Albert, get yourself on here, man.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
okay, explain it to Albert.
Oh, shit.
They said 300, 500, 1,000.
No, no, no. Your numbers are wrong already, Albert.
You're wrong already, Pat Albert. You're wrong already.
Y'all go on mute. Go on mute if you're not involved with the race, please.
Man, so much noise in the background.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, appreciate it. All right, how much is the money?
Listen, Fat Albert, this is the race.
Okay.
Cliff got the brake in the clear with elbow.
No, the back tire in the brake.
Well, the back tire and the brake. He got the back tire and the brake with his car elbow. Versus ODB.
Two small blocks of piece.
Listen, Cliff. Yes. Two small blocks of piece. 3 on 1,000 or better. You must leave after the green. 5 second rule.
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about no five.
Cliff, that means, listen. That means when the lights turn green. You got 5 seconds, or they can leave.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm saying. Right. I mean, it's going to be a sportsman tree. It's going to come down.
No. It's going to be 400 feet, but you can't leave before you can't leave with no red light. Is what I'm saying. You can't.
The light must at least be green, Cliff. Now, if you time it perfectly and leave, if you red light, you lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Right. I'm listening. Real talk. I'm not really used to that. I'm really clear with that.
But listen, after it turns green, you got 5 seconds to leave. After the 5 seconds, it can take off.
Go to your subscription.
No. I can't see with that.
So what did you do there about is what I'm asking you?
Just tell the man don't red light.
Don't red light. Don't red light.
No, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not a good
cut your
I'm
best
not...
tree. Cut your best light you ever you cut. That's all you do.
Well, you know what? Nah, I don't like that. No, I don't like that.
Oh, my gosh, man. I'm also going to give you the brake and the fucking back tire, and you find a way out of it. You don't want to race. You don't want to race.
No, I just told you I ain't never raced that way. And when a man tell you that.
I tell you what. Race how you normally race, but you cannot red light if you lose the money, period, the whole pot. Now, how about that?
Hey, Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Huh?
Yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Hey, Cliff, what he's saying is, listen. He's saying the light has to be green, and you leave before 5 seconds once the light is green. That's what you're saying you can't understand. He's saying the tree drops, you got to be gone before 5 seconds. That's all he's saying.
Yes.
That ain't hard to think. Yeah, that's all he's saying.
And what I'm telling him is,
tell
him, I never raced that way before. I might.
What's wrong with that way? That's just like if you dead late. It's the same thing. If the light turns green, you ain't gone 5 seconds before.
How about this? Let the tree drop.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Let the tree drop, Cliff. That's what he's saying. Let the tree drop.
He said, but on
the tree drop, you got to be 5 seconds.
He's saying, but on a 400 tree.
Yeah, but it's the same 400 tree, but you can't be late.
Hey,
what he's saying,
you
can't sit there 8, 9, 10 seconds and just take off.
Hey, Cliff.
Marcus, is it locked?
Hey, that's why.
Hey,
no, you got the background noise. I got it.
Hey, Cliff. Yeah.
Just don't red light.
What he's saying,
it.
Cliff, don't burn them down, Cliff. That sound better to you?
Exactly.
That's why he said 5 seconds. You can't burn the man down.
I'm clear.
Like,
when you're on the screen, there's something wrong, man. You've been doing this shit forever. Yeah, and lose it. So what the fuck?
Well, you need to take up a different hobby then. Go fishing or something.
The show about to cut off.
He's not going to do nothing bad, Albert.
Funny, Mike. It's not a lot.
He's not going to do nothing. I scared motherfucker him.
Yeah, you say what you want to say. You say what you want to say.
Well, I want to say thanks, James, from Queens, with the Ghetto Cowboy, for letting me get behind the wheel, trying to dial in the car. Good guy right there. I had a great time watching a lot of races. First time on the show. You guys are funny. Great. Keep it going.
Well, glad to have you. Glad to have you on the show.
Absolutely, buddy.
Don't make it the last time on the show. Come on every Tuesday.
Oh, no. It's not going to be the last time.
Hey, Fat Albert. Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Right. Man, I got to get on you, too. Man, last time I talked cast to you on here, you cussed me out. You let them guys trash you and you ain't saying shit.
Yeah. Call him a thief and an alcoholic. Yeah, thief and alcoholic.
Hey, listen, I remember last week I blew a tire. Then Marvel made me so hot. I'm sitting on the side of the road. I done blew another tire. Ain't that some bullshit? I done blew another fucking tire. God damn.
Hey, who was that new guy with the driving that was just on the show?
I'm right here. My name is Lee.
Lee, how long you been on this show?
This is my first time.
I jumped on that
whatever time you guys start. What? 6:30?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna just let you know. You just getting on here. We want you to act the same way you was acting 2 weeks from now, because everybody get on this show, and once they get 2 weeks in, they act crazy. So you just act just like you've been acting.
Short dog, you a fool. You know that short dog.
Him, Sean, and Marcus,
Yo.
Hey, Snoop Dogg, man, we need some more than grass when we come back to the beach, man.
Let me know. When we come down, just let me know when you're going to come. I got you.
Back.
Ain't no problem. We got them.
A lot of pictures.
Hey, did somebody school Cliff yet? I mean, did somebody school him yet? I mean, I was in the bathroom.
No,
somebody school him?
I cried. I don't know what he's thinking about. Cliff still thinking about
it. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to worry about nothing. All right, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Hey, Cliff, I still love you, Cliff, but you're a shaky motherfucker now.
Nah, but listen, I could be shaky. But guess what? I don't owe you nothing. I could be a shaky.
You right.
Call me. Oh, you shit.
Hey, good report. Now, let me ask you this, Cliff.
You got a lot of questions to say, man. I don't know why, but keep on. Go ahead.
They say you're a good cook. What you cooking for May 30th, goddammit?
Well, I'm not using my credit. If you're talking about food, I won't be cooking nothing May 30th. I don't cook at the fact. I don't have time.
$10.85.
Okay. I'll just check it.
I told him already.
Well, what about can you cook the day before and just put it in a pan and we'll bring it down?
What you get?
Huh?
If you gonna run them, I wouldn't eat it.
Oh man!
Basically, I'm trying to get something from you.
That's basically what I'm trying to do because I'm not getting a vase out of you. I'm trying to get something, bro.
You can get some silence. You want that?
Cliff can't be silent.
Hey, Martin, what would you do if Cliff was to move down here in the DMV? What would you do if Cliff do that? I'm just speaking hypothetical.
I'm not sure. Oh, shit. If he moved down DMV, I'd run him every day, twice on Sunday, and I'd give him everything in drag racing.
Man, you just nasty. You just damn right nasty.
Hey, but I like Cliff. You know what I mean? But I would use him for my goddamn for my $40 every week. You know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm. You talking about that funky $40, my man? About that funky $40?
Huh? Yeah, I would use you for my funky $40 every week.
You're gonna be the one coming back every weekend. All right, for that funky
I thought
spot.
You said you'd get silent. Hey,
back.
Short dog, I'm going to send you $20. You said he couldn't be quiet.
Yeah, because you keep sitting here clicking
no,
this.
No,
clip
no,
that.
I said
yeah,
he
man.
Can't be quiet. I said he can't be quiet.
Yeah, so you won that bet. I said I'm going to go ahead and see this $20.
Yeah, you got to send that because I know Cliff ain't going to shut up. Y'all ain't going to do that to Cliff.
Not for no nonsense like that. Talking about that funky sport.
Hey, Martin, you heard what I said? Hey, y'all heard what I said about that guy Lee? Y'all watch him in 2 weeks. He's going to be on here cutting up, acting like a fool.
Yeah.
Nah.
He said he drove a car down that Saturday. I mean, yeah, Saturday. What car you drive, man?
It's the ghetto cowboy car, the Thunderbird.
Okay.
Hey, Marvin.
Come on with it.
Get across his ass, Marvin.
Hey, send me a picture of it, goddamn it. I gotta check him out. He might be out of my league.
Hey, we gotta check him out.
Yeah, we gotta check him out first.
Hey, then we can do some unspeakable shit to it. And the mouth get bad.
Because, goddamn, you on cliff, though. Y'all on cliff hard. I don't know what's going on with that.
Can't do nothing about it,
man.
That's the thing.
Man, listen. They're trying to get out of player, man. They're trying to get out of player. But a player behind
the
player.
What it is? Okay.
That's what
cliff,
it is.
Cliff can't do nothing about it, though. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Only thing Cliff can do is take it. That's all he can do is take it.
And listen, in order for you to take it, you got to come get it. How about that?
I'm trying to, but you ain't trying to give it up.
You ain't really trying. I keep telling you that. You ain't really.
Hey, Cliff. Okay, Cliff. So what else do I got to do to get that P90?
Go get you a girl.
I'm talking to one.
Now, that was a good one there. That was a good one there.
Okay, shut up. Shut up.
No.
Go get a girl. You ain't get no cool name. He said you ain't get no cool name.
Hey, short dog. Hey, short dog. I'll put a wig on him, short dog. I'll put a wig on him.
Oh, shit. What a long clip.
Yes, sir. I'll put a wig on it quick. I'll put a wig on it quick.
Oh, shit. Hey, Marcus.
What's up, baby?
I do a lot of joking, big boy. But you know what? Funny thing about it is my spiritual thing won't let me play those kind of, you know, joking games. Real talk.
Cliff,
I see a lot of things.
Come on, you just called him big boy. A man don't call another man big boy.
He's a grown man, so that's a big boy. He's not a little boy. He's a big boy. He's a grown man. Now, don't act like you don't.
Hey, Cliff.
No, but it's all good, Marcus. I'm just saying. I thought I missed that thing.
Hey, Marcus. You put a wig on Cliff, he look like Irving.
Now, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Antoine. Ain't nobody gonna put a wig on me. Nobody.
Hey, you locked in. I put a wig on you so quick. You ain't know that about it. Watch this.
I bet you won't.
Well, lock in there. Well, lock in. Lock in.
For how much and what kind of way?
No. I told you the same way that we were trying to do a while ago.
And I told
Antoine,
you.
Antoine.
Yeah.
Antoine, the wig is not part of the bet. The wig is not part of the bet.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it will, too.
Yes, it is.
Hey, even if I put a wig on him when he got the helmet on, it's part of the bet, goddammit.
Listen, all the talking you do sounds fine, but all this wig shit, listen, you... Ain't none of that gonna happen. Ain't no soap going on. Ain't no soap going on. And if you're hungry, you're gonna get your own goddamn plate. All of that shit. How about that?
Hey, Cliff, I'm gonna put a wig on you while you got the hammer on, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
I bet you will, because I don't play them good games. And I'm going to say it again. Right. If you're hungry, you're going to fix your own plate, and there ain't going to be no soap going on.
Okay, okay, baby. Okay.
I tell you what, Cliff. You ain't got to put no wig on. But if we beat you got to put soap in your mouth.
What? You ain't got to tell me nothing, what?
y'all hard on Cliff. Y'all called him the champ. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You say he's a champ, right?
Yeah, that's a champ.
He's drag queen champ.
Oh, Lord. I'm back on mute.
Oh, Lord.
I'm back on mute.
Hey, I got one question for you, Fat Al.
What's
what
that?
More do we got to do to get him to lock in? What more do we got to do to get him to lock in?
Hey, Antoine. Hey, listen, real talk, we're just going to call off. You ain't got to do nothing today. We ain't going to race till y'all get your mouth right.
Oh, you weren't going to race. You weren't going to race anyway, baby girl.
Said,
you weren't going to race anyway.
You ain't talk till you get your mouth right.
Cliff said, "You know what he's saying about Cliff saying y'all talk to him sensibly and correct."
I told him that.
I told him that before,
but it looked like they're hard-headed.
How simple could we not talk to him when I gave him everything in drag racing
and I told him all that other stuff? I don't care. Until you get your mouth right, man. Listen, we're not talking about race.
Well, hey, well, stay off the show then, because I'm also gonna be bad.
It is a free show, and that's the way it's gonna be.
I tell you what. Listen to me. You listening? Hello.
Yeah, we hear you.
Cliff, where Cliff at?
Oh.
Cliffy. Don't tell me Cliffy hung up. Oh, my God.
Brother, say what
you're going to say. Cliff had more heart than that, man.
Brother, say what you're going to say.
There you go.
All right, okay.
Get my name out your mouth.
This is what I'm telling you. I'm trying to send you this funky 40 every month so you don't get on the show from here on out. How about that?
Now, if you send me $40 every month, you know, that might be a different story. Just to stay off the
grid. See, look, Antoine, he'll take the 40. He'll take the 40. You see? I told you. I got it. I told you.
Damn, Cliff.
40, man.
Oh, hey, Cliff, no, you should got the $40. Oh, damn.
Cliff. I don't know what that shit means.
Cliff, the $40.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, man.
Man, listen, that's some type of family shit, man. I mean, whatever. That's
you ever heard of a lot lizard?
Yes, have you heard of a lot lizard? I'm back on you.
Oh, man. He said he'll take that for me for you. God.
Listen, down here, goddamn it, you get a funky 40, a pack of Newports, goddamn it.